High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 3-6 Strathaven Panthers and the 3-6 Radnor Red Raiders.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the 5, and Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45, it's a foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Week 10 of the high school football season. As long as the practices have been since mid-August, as many days as these high school students have been beating each other up on the football field for the last couple of months, the season sometimes flashes by in a blink of an eye. And now, with just two games remaining for the Strathaven Panthers and two games remaining for the Raiders of Radnor, two teams trying to keep things, well, trying to right the ship if you're a Radnor fan, and trying to keep things rolling for the Strathaven side. For the Panthers, a 1-0 start followed by six very difficult losses has now made way for a two-game win streak, trying to make it three in a row tonight. For Radnor, a 3-1 start has been followed by a five-game losing streak, and now on senior night, trying to turn things around against their longtime rivals here in the Central League. Good evening, everyone, from Prevost Field at Radnor High School off of King of Prussia Road in Radnor. Just checking in and saying hello on a beautiful Friday night. Happy Halloween, everyone, as we look across the field and see the Radnor Red Raider marching unit. They are checking, half of them dressed in their uniforms, some of them dressed as well in their Halloween costume. So we'll have more fun with that. But again, I'm Brian Carroll, bringing you play-by-play tonight on HavenFootball.net. The 3-6 Raiders hosting the 3-6 Panthers. Radnor 4-28 all time against Strathaven, and I think back to a year ago when Strathaven seemed to be a bit on the ropes, knew they were not going to be in playoff contention. Radnor came in on a little bit of an upswing after defeating a Valley Forge Military Academy team, and then came into George L. King Field with some energy and some momentum, and it was frankly squashed by Strathaven. Strathaven now on the upswing. Radnor with five straight losses, trying to turn things around. And Mike Mayer, as we approach Week 10, each team with still one game to play needs to come out of this one healthy. The Panthers a little banged up tonight. Well, more on that later. Radnor as well. But more so than anything, you've got senior night here at Radnor playing their last home game before a tilt with Lower Marion next Saturday afternoon. The season's flown by, and the teams are not where they wanted to be in terms of playoff positioning or one loss record, but there's still a lot to be gained tonight and next week.
Well, you know, you play for pride, and that's not unusual after all. You know, there are 12 teams in the Central League, and with luck, I think we count four that are going to go on to the playoffs, which means the majority of them are going to sit home after their last game and watch everybody else. So you play for pride, and that's not a bad thing to do in high school. We are disappointed, obviously, because unlike last year, which we looked at and we said, well, this is going to be a tough year. You know, we don't know what we've got, and we'll see how it shakes out. This year we really had some high expectations, and it just didn't come together for us. Certainly, as disappointed as we are, the kids on the field and certainly the seniors are extremely disappointed. But you know what? They'll go on and play basketball, and they'll wrestle, and they'll do track, and they'll go on, and this will be the year that just didn't happen for them. And you know what? We'll do the same thing. We'll start next year with all our hopes and aspirations But that's what kind of makes it fun. And you got to play the game. And in high school, you don't have the ability to get the talent. You can't find the replacements. If your quarterback is weak, you don't go out and buy another quarterback and bring him in for another school, that kind of thing. So you're kind of stuck with what you got, and you got to deal with it, and that's what makes it kind of fun. But they have done extremely well. Their last two games were absolute blowouts. They were firing on all cylinders. Hopefully we'll have the same tonight against Radnor. Radnor's had a decent year, not as successful, I think, as last year for them, but they certainly would like to end on a high note here. And, of course, we have that extra game against Archbishop Carroll next week, and Radnor is playing Lower Merion, which is their big crosstown rivalry, and that game's been played since the early 1900s,
yes, 1800,
right. Something like that.
One of the longest-running series and rivalries in the United States, and again, that's next Saturday afternoon, Lower Merion and Radnor, but again, head coach Tom Ryan, in his eighth year now, had a little bit of a stretch there where things had not gone well. Coming into this season, Radnor just 4-28 over the previous three seasons. But, you know, hey, three wins already this year. Still two games to play. They can build, just maybe take another step or two to build on last season's record. Strathaven, on the other hand, 3-6. Looking to go to 4-6 tonight. Head coach Kevin Clancy again. Nobody's won more games in Delaware County than Coach Clancy, up to 283 wins all time now, 218 of those here at Strathaven. And, again, trying to milk the last couple games of the season out of a pretty strong senior class that just hasn't been able to stay on the field at the same time all season. Again, just some missing pieces throughout. You look back at those tough losses. We mentioned them last week. The close games, the one-touchdown losses to Marple Newtown and to Pencrest, when you were missing Myers and Bratsis and Mulhern for the most part. You look at the Upper Darby game where, again, you come in banged up, still almost pulled that one out of the fire in the final seconds, only to lose on the final play of the game. Any one of those wins, frankly, puts them in the playoffs. Win any one of those three games, and the Panthers probably get in. We'll talk more about the playoff picture at halftime tonight. Lots going on around District 1 and District 12 at the 4A level, at the 3A level. As Mike mentioned, we have a handful of Central League teams playing for playoff positioning and or just to get themselves in. Huge game tonight, Haverford and Ridley. Winner is in. Well, we think.
We think.
If Ridley wins, they're in.
And loser is out, we think.
Well, yes. The Ridley Green Raiders with a win, they are in. If Haverford wins, they will still need some help, and Ridley would be out. Haverford with a loss would be eliminated. Garnet Valley Conestoga, both of those teams, playoff home game perhaps hanging in the balance there. Winner maybe gets a home game right around the edge of that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 seed. Loser probably is still in. I did not find a way to get Garnet Valley out of the playoffs, no matter how many different scenarios I put together this week. I think the Jags are in, which is a good sign for our buddies over at GV Jaguar Nation. And Conestoga, again, very quietly up in Berwyn, has put together a strong season, even minus their offensive coordinator, Chris Gicking, who, of course, went on to Marple Newtown and to head up the Tigers over there starting this year. But Coach John Vogan has the Pioneers in good shape. Coach Ricky and the Jaguars look to be in. Ridley with Coach Decker and Coach Gallagher over at Haverford are going to battle it out tonight for what seemingly could be the final or one of the final playoff spots in 4A. And, of course, at the 3A level, you have Springfield that has basically dominated the entire Central League season and beyond. They take on Harriton tonight. Chances are they win that one handily and, of course, would win the Central League outright. A loss and a Garnet Valley win would mean that they share, well, I guess they wouldn't share the title. They'd share the record, but they won. Springfield won head-to-head. Springfield is the Central League champion for the first time since 1994. Congratulations to first-year coach Chris Britton and the Cougars. But, again, Marple Newtown thinks they could possibly get in with a win tonight and some help. So, again, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tight. But a couple of teams in Delaware County tonight with a lot to play for on the playoff seating. But Here, no playoff seating to consider, but a whole lot of fun football to be played here on senior night at Prevost Field, so we're glad you're joining us. Billy Morgan will join us down on the sideline. Pete Fulgenetti here in the booth with the stats and spotting and more. We'll say thank you also to our buddies at the DelcoTimes.com for the Twitter updates and so forth. Our friends up in Lansdale, WNPV, 1440 AM, Daryl Dobas and Jeff Nolan, and Dan Morehouse and those guys do a great job. So after the game tonight, check out WNPV. They have basically the equivalent of the NCAA tournament selection show. They'll go over the top 16 seeds, or so they think, more or less the top 16 to get into the 4A playoffs, as much as they can tell by about 11 o'clock tonight. So check out www.WNPV1440.com, and they will have that up and running throughout the night, and then, of course, the selection show, as they call it. Kyle Berger and Jeff Nolan and Daryl Dobas and others are going to be chipping in with that. So we will try to keep them posted on goings on here in the Central League, but again, we'll have updates from up in Suburban 1 as well. Teams are about to take the field, which gives us a couple minutes to talk to Billy Morgan, and Billy will be down on the sideline in a moment, but in the meantime, two games to play here. Strathaven trying to make it three in a row after a rocky middle of the season.
Three in a row, yes they are. I think it's possible tonight. We got a great crowd out here. It's not too cold out here. I know the degrees are starting to get down, but I really like the way they've been playing the last 2 weeks. Granted, the type of opponents, I just like the way the play calling has been going, the atmosphere around the whole entire team, everything has been great. I really just want to give a shout-out to their offensive and defensive lines. They've really come to play the last few weeks with a couple sacks and a lot of great holes that they've been opening up on the offense, and it makes it so much easier for the running backs to pick and choose where they want to go to. And then again, the running backs, even though that the offensive line has been giving them some big holes, they have been doing a great job with their patience and picking those holes and then giving them a good speed burst. Bradner's a pretty good team. I know this is a pretty good rival. So we're going to see, of course, how things go tonight. This is their senior night, I believe, Bradner. So I know they're going to come out with a lot of a fire under their belt. So all Strathaven just has to weather the storm and pull through things and not turn the ball over, and it should be good.
Should be good indeed. Strathaven in their road white, silver helmets, black pants, jumping around in the east end zone at the moment, getting ready to go. On the far sideline, in black uniforms head to toe, are the Raiders of Radnor. White numerals on their jerseys with red trim, led by head coach Tom Ryan. I was thinking about this, Mike. Last year's game, the 2013 tilt we mentioned in the outset, Radnor came in with a whole lot of high hopes. Strathaven just flat out took them apart. Anthony Myers had a whale of a game, three touchdowns. Charles Friesen ran for two more. John Ruza and Brian Mizell connected a couple of times. Those are seniors no longer on the roster this year. But, you know, Radnor, if they remember any of that from year ago, they have a little bit of a revenge factor perhaps, but they really just had no answers for the fullback dive and then a couple of counters from the halfbacks. And then I think back to the 2012, our last two visits here, 2012 and 2010, both of those turned into what seemed to be blowouts on the scoreboard by the end of the night. But both of those were reasonably close until Strathaven, in their last two visits here, 2012 with Kevin Sherry and actually a younger sophomore named Anthony Myers, with two defensive touchdowns to turn the tide in that game. Myers with a 26-yard interception return for a score just before halftime. Kevin Sherry ran back a fumble 70-some yards for a score that really turned in favor of the Panthers. 2010, our previous visit, Chaz Fisher, if you remember him, running back two interceptions in the same game for touchdowns. So the Panther defense has been as productive as the offense almost in their last two visits here. Captains meeting at midfield include Alex Anderson, the two-way lineman for Radnor, along with Vinny Kelly and number 53, John Lord. We'll get back to this in a moment after the national anthem. We'll be right back. That's the 12th man, the Strathaven marching unit. Or no, that was the Radnor unit.
No.
That was Strathaven playing it. Yeah, just below us. Get a little confused here with the press box on the away sideline. A little bit different here, but again, just a great setup. So thank you again to the Radnor administration for getting us set up here tonight. Strathaven captains tonight, Paul Somaru, Alex Bratsis, Justin Fremont, and Anthony Myers. Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff left to right. Three men deep to return is basically your starting offensive backfield. Nick Malone, Anthony Myers, and Alex Bratsis stand deep to return the kick of Jack Wilson. Wilson does a little bit of everything for Radnor. He'll run it, he'll catch it, he'll throw it, and he'll kick it. All 16 points in the 16-15 win over Chichester came courtesy of number three. So, again, Wilson, a terrific athlete, has a scholarship offer from the University of Maryland to go play lacrosse, but in his spare time, he's pretty much leading the way for the Radnor football team in receiving, in rushing, and a little bit scoring overall.
Which is a team leader.
Yep. So, Wilson has it teed halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Myers flanked by Malone and Bratsis await it at the 10. Wilson approaches, and we are underway in week 10. High, short, end over and kick. It'll come down to one of the up men. This is Matt Splane at the 25-30. Lowers the shoulder, carries a man across the 35 out to the 38. And the Panther offense tonight looks like this. Nick Fender is your quarterback, I believe. It'll be Fender. We'll see Dalton Leach as well. Anthony Myers is the fullback. Nick Malone and Bratsis are your halfbacks. Tight end tonight is Matt Splane. Denzel Lesenby out of the lineup tonight. Also out of the lineup tonight is two-way tackle Pete Deeb. He is out for the season with an injury, so it's Landholm, Petrovich, Fremont, Williams, and Mulhern up front. Somaru is your split end, and he's split to the right. Toss play to the right side. This is Myers looking for room. Where number 30 tonight? He's across the 40. He's across the 45 to the 46. Anthony Myers picks up 8 on his first carry of the game. Second and 2 upcoming for Strathaven. The Radnor defense includes Alex Anderson, Isaiah Coates, and Jake Shug. You're down 3. Linebackers are T.J. Hockersmith, John Lord, Ian Henkel, and Dario Falcone. John Sklar, John DeSanctis, Vinny Kelly, and Justin DiCarlo. It makes up the secondary. Strathaven goes to 2 tight ends. Somaru, tight end to the left. Wing to the left, Malone. Now he shifts into the backfield on 2nd down and 2. Give is to, on a counter, this is Malone with room across the midfield stripe and into Radnor territory with a 1st down. Gain of 6 more for Nick Malone. Malone amongst Delaware County's leading rushers in the top 10. 10 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, and averaging more than 7 yards per carry. That is 3rd best in Delaware County coming into today. So Nick Malone has the Panthers set up 1st and 10 from the 48-yard line. Panthers move left to right. Split to the left is Somaru. 9 men in the box for Radnor. 1st down give is to Anthony Myers. Lowers the shoulder. Not much room that time. Forward progress, I think, will give him the 45, so call it a gain of 3. Nice work there from the middle of the defense, including Falcone and Anderson for the Radnor Raiders. 2nd down and a long 7. Not much doing there that time for the Panthers. Mike and Pete working through the stats. 10:29 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Opening drive of the game for Strathaven. Wing left is Malone. 2 tight end set. Fender turns and gives to Alex Bratsis for the first time, and he's into the secondary. Oh, nearly broke it. Looked like they had him wrapped up at the 40, and hanging on for dear life with the tackle is Jake Shug, but Bratsis all the way down to the 36-yard line. Give him 10 yards on his first tote, and another Panther 1st down.
Yeah, they're looking, you know, very heavy-duty running up the center and getting the yards they need, so this could be a good start. They got to hang on to the ball now.
Petrovich and Mulhern, the right side of that line, doing the job that time. Double wing. They nearly jump, and now flags come in pre-snap here. Looks everybody like pointing fingers here. Radnor looked like they jumped first when Strathaven shifted, but maybe somebody on the line flinched to draw them. So 9:56 to play here in the opening quarter. We are scoreless.
Yep. Radnor's clapping, started. So.
False start indeed against Strathaven. So that being said, we'll try it again. 1st and 15 now, back at the Radnor 41-yard line. All right. Fender. brings in the new play. My guess is you're trying something a little different now on first and 15, but we'll see. Samaru tight end to the left, Splain to the right on first and 15. Wing T set on the counter, and juggling the handoff is Malone. He does well to hold on to it. Nice work there staying home by number 33 on the tackle, Justin DiCarlo. No gain on the play for Malone. I think the timing was disrupted there as he and Fender could not quite get the handoff squared away. So they'll try again now. Second down, we'll call it 14. Maybe give Malone a yard on that last carry. 10 in the box. Jet sweep to the left. Give it to Bratzison. Lots of room off that left edge. He's got a first down and more down the far sideline. Bangs over a man at the 25-yard line. We'll see where they mark him. Down at the 23. Bratzis rips off 17 on second and 14. And number 10 has 27 yards on his first two carries. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I like the jet sweep. When you have a talented back that has speed, going full speed to one side, it's almost impossible for you to catch, for your corners to catch him on an angle.
Yeah, that involves obviously taking out the tight end there, the defensive end.
On first and 10, counter, little Mustang sweep looking for room. Speaking of speed, here comes Malone across the 20, 15, and now he is hobbled. Ooh. And down he goes. Mm. You know, it's not often you see Nick Malone run slowly, and he, as he approached the sideline, pulled up next to the sideline and now is down and in some pain. Basically took himself out of the play there. They'll mark him out at the 12, but the bigger concern at the moment now is for number 5 in white here. So Malone picked up a first down on the play. Gain of 11, but he is having some trouble here on the near sideline. So timeout on the field while the training staff attends to Nick Malone. 8:52 to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven and Radnor are scoreless on the opening drive of the night. With that in mind, we'll take a quick...
I think they're going to run the play.
Okay. I guess they are going to run the play with Malone on the sideline, but he is on his feet and in good shape. But, again...
He's hobbling, but he's walking better. Hopefully it's just a strain or a little cramp or something.
Let's hope, but at the moment, not a good sign when, you know, speed is his game, and at this point he is hobbled on his left side here. All right, first and 10 for Strathaven. Samaru, split end to the left. Naeem Bobo checks in at halfback. Jet sweep to Bratzis. They'll try it again. Looking for room off that left edge. Good speed from Bratzis, but they funnel him in, but breaking tackles. Bratzis tumbles inside the 5 and down at the 1, I believe. Let's see. They'll mark him down at the 1. Oh. Nice work from Bratzis to pick up another first down. Give him 12 on his third carry of the night, and there have been no answers thus far for Alex Bratzis. There, it looked like they had him hemmed in, but he ran through 3 black jerseys, and now it's first and goal.
I was going to say, I know Radnor was very concerned about the sweeps because that's been, you know, Panthers' bread and butter. And, boy, they have had no answer for the sweeps right now, even though they had 3 guys out there initially.
First and goal to go for the Panthers. T formation. Give us to Myers. Off left tackle. Pushes his way. No signal yet. Down into the end zone. Touchdown, Strathaven. 8:27 to play here in the opening quarter. Myers punches it in from 1 yard out. They did it all on the ground. Beautiful drive to start the game here for the Silver and Black.
Drive. Great drive. I like the last 2 weeks they actually have done.
Well, cut out.
Lost Billy there for a second, but we'll check back in with him in a moment. Dalton Leach will snap for the extra point. John Fender will hold. Alex Bratzis on to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. And with 8:27 to play in the opening quarter, Strathaven 7, Radnor nothing. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-566. 3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Alex Bratzis has a tee on the left hash. 7-0 Strathaven. Radner ready to get the football for the first time, and here's a short end over and kicked off the leg of Bratzis. It takes a hop, and it'll be pounced on at the 19-yard line by number 6, Aaron Fuller. A little short squib kick, and good play by Fuller to give the Raiders the opportunity here. They'll move right to left for the first time now on offense. Chris Layton is your quarterback, Mike Thompson the halfback. The slot backs are Jack Wilson and Justin DiCarlo. The split ends, Brian McKean and Josh Simpson. Alex Anderson, the University of Pennsylvania recruit, is the center. He's a good one. And the guards, Griffin Monahan and John Lord. The tackles, Colin Bradley and Jake Shug. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. Shotgun look. Two wides to either side. Motion man is Wilson. Now they go with a give inside and going right up the middle and going next to nowhere is Thompson. In on the stop for Strathaven is Oliver Williams. Williams in there at defensive end at the moment. He's alongside of Elijah Crew and Justin Petrovich. Rob McGee gets the start at outside linebacker tonight in the absence of Lesenby. Alex Bratz is opposite him. We'll get to the rest of the defensive secondary in a moment. Second down and 10. Layton fires to the right side. It is incomplete. Looking for McKeon on the outside. Nothing doing there, and it'll bring up third down and 10. The inside linebackers tonight, Anthony Myers and Matt Splain. The corners, Roy Chung and Javon Springfield. Paul Samaru is the strong safety, and we'll see who's in at free safety now with the injury to Nick Malone. We'll see in a moment here as Jim Connor has to reshuffle some things. It actually looks like Colin Waitsman in at corner, and Javon Springfield shifts to free safety. Third and 10. Layton in the gun. Two receivers to either side, rolling to his left. Has time now, rolling back to his right. Eyes downfield. He's a good runner. He's going to tuck it and try it himself. Looking for that for the marker on the far sideline. I don't know if he got it. We'll check the spot. It's going to be close. Awfully close, and they might have it. Let's see. Hard to tell from here. Roy Chung in on the stop. Anthony Myers as well. And if he... I think they're going to measure. It'll be inches away if he's short.
It was a nice run. He saw the pocket and saw the opening in the line and just took off. First down.
First down indeed. Nice run there by Layton after the pocket collapsed on him. So they'll try it again. Simpson split to the left. Slot is DiCarlo to the left. Two receivers to the right as well. Layton sends Wilson in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep to the left side, looking to cut it back and going nowhere. Nice work by Myers to stay home and meet him. Wilson dropped at the 29-yard line. No gain on the play for his first carry of the night. Second down and 10 upcoming. We'll keep you up to date on Marple, Newtown, and Pencrest. If Marple gets in and if Marple wins over Pencrest and Octorara loses to Ruston, which is frankly likely, Marple Newtown will likely make the 3A playoffs. DiCarlo split now to the right. Wilson, even with the quarterback, trips left. And yeah, I was going to say they need a timeout. They're short a player. You're down. Timeout for head coach Tom Ryan and the Raiders. But while we're here, let's keep it right here. We'll talk about just some of these playoff scenarios. As I started to say, Marple Newtown with a win tonight over Pencrest, over 2-7 Pencrest, would probably get into the playoffs at 5-5. And again, gives Strathaven fans a little bit of a twinge there, saying, "Oh, that we should have won that game. We're shorthanded without Myers and Bratzis and so forth." All right. Either way, congratulations to the Tigers if they can knock off Pencrest and if Octorara were to lose to Ruston. If that doesn't happen, if Pencrest wins, there's another Delaware County team that could get in, and that would be Glenn Mills. So if Glenn Mills, right now is the 10 seed, if Glenn Mills can win tonight, which is not an easy task over Academy Park, but if Glenn Mills can pull the upset and knock off Academy Park, that is a team that could leap ahead of a team or two and sneak in themselves. All right, second and 10. Radner will try again. Bunch formation, three to the right. Wilson on the left hip of Layton, takes the shotgun snap, gives to Wilson, and he'll just take it off that right side behind his blockers, and Myers and others in on the stop at the 35. Give him about six. It'll bring up third down and four. So bunch formation of that side, a lot of times you'll think, okay, you're going to run a couple of guys out for a short pass. And speaking of short passes, Layton has put it in the air a bunch. The idea is to throw it short and let your receivers do the work.
I like that philosophy.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about his numbers in a moment. But here, third down and four. Wilson, split to the left. Slot to either side, split to either side. Layton back to pass, looking to his left, firing to the flat. It is complete, but slipping and falling as he makes the catch is Josh Simpson, and he's going to be a couple yards shy of a first down. They'll give him only the 36-yard line, which brings up fourth and about three, and it looks like the punt team coming on. Go ahead, Billy.
The quarterback, he has to give the wide receiver a good chance, but Strathaven, they got lucky with that because I'm sure that receiver was going to get the first down on that pass.
Wilson cleared it out, and Simpson underneath was open. And now here you've got timeout Strathaven with 5:49 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll take a short timeout with him. Be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. Strathaven about to get the ball back with a 7-0 lead here in the first quarter on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Prevost Field at Radnor High. Radnor ready to punt it away, fourth and three. Snap is taken, and Petrovich came after it, almost got it, but a high, terrific punt here is going to take a Radnor roll inside the 35. Nice work there by Brian McKeon to, first of all, field the snap, kick it over the 6'6" Sam Petrovich, and then gets a nice roll out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Strathaven starts there, first and 10, with 5:41 to play here in the opening quarter. Conestoga had a strong opening drive to start the game with Garnet Valley tonight, but fumbled at the 25-yard line. They are scoreless, and Garnet Valley has their first possession up there. Great Valley on top as well. Great Valley, one of the favorites, I would say, in AAA, along with Springfield. They're on top and looking to nail down probably the 2 seed in AAA. Here, two tight ends. Motion man is Bratzes from right to left. Leach in at quarterback. Give is to Myers off left tackle. He's across the 30 out to the 34. Gain of 4 for Anthony Myers. Brings up second down and 6. And now with Malone still on the sideline, and hard to speculate, but if his night is through, you're going to see a heavy, heavy dose of Anthony Myers and Alex Bratzes, I would guess, and maybe a mix in Nyan Bobo as well. DiCarlo and Falcone in on that last stop for the Raiders. Second down and 6 from the 34 at the left hash. Paul Samaru, tight end to the left. Tight end to the right is Splain. It's Myers one more time off right tackle this time, and they've got him bunched up this time. Still, 185-pounder leans his way forward and picks up about 3, maybe 4 more. It's going to bring up third down and a long 2.
What's with number 22, John George? You playing tonight?
He could be in there. Yeah,
I didn't see why.
Yeah.
Like to see some.
That's right, George.
Give you some time.
Bobo checks out of the game.
Sort of. He did.
Yeah. Okay. He came out of the huddle. All right. Elijah Crew is in at fullback. They move Myers to a halfback spot on third down and 3. Give is to Myers off that left edge, and he cuts it back. He's got some running room, dances to his left, and now look out. Foot race at the 50. One man to beat, and one man. Can he get one more block? Myers running away from everybody at the 30. At the 20, Anthony Myers will go the distance. Touchdown, Panthers. They run the sweep. It's a play we've seen Nick Malone run several times. And this time it's Anthony Myers for 62 and a score.
That was some run.
Beautifully blocked as well.
Yep.
Good hesitation from Myers. 13-0 Strathaven. 4:09 to play here in the opening quarter. That's the longest run of the season for the senior.
Isn't it always nice when you could just one guy goes out and you could just fill him in with another player that's going to do, if not the same, but not maybe the same thing or better.
Right.
Great vision by Myers on that play. You know, even when you thought he was tackled, you just playing it to the right, you know, and goes right down the sideline to the left. It's awesome move by him.
62-yard run. The extra point, no good. The snap a little bit offline. They spotted it a little late, and
the Bratz's snap actually went to the left side of the holder.
So nice job by Fender to field it, but Bratz's hooks it wide right. So the score stays 13-0 with 4:09 to play here. Terrific run, terrific blocking there, and you know when they checked Elijah Crew into the game at fullback and moved Myers to the half, but you think, well, there's another extra good blocker with Crew, and at this point, give it to maybe arguably the best athlete on the field, and he goes for 62 and a score, his 11th rushing touchdown of the season now. And the Panthers will kick it away, and Radnor will try it again now, trailing 13-0 with 4:09 to play here in the opening quarter. Bratz's approaches. High, short, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to one of the up men. Fielded at the 17-yard line by McKeon. He's got some room on that right side, and Naeem Bobo knocks him down at the 39. Good work there by McKeon. But Anthony Myers, 6 carries for 81 yards now in the early going. Haverford, 7. Ridley, nothing in the early going. So we'll keep an eye on that one, thanks to our buddy over at our Innerborough buddy. Usually keeps me updated on the Bucks. Tonight, he's got Ridley and Haverford on his mind. 2 receivers to either side. Leighton in the gun. Back behind him, motion man, and they're going to keep it himself off the right tackle. Leighton stretched out nicely by Rob McGee. McGee stretches the play out and give him no gain. 3:56 to play here in the opening quarter. Clock stopped momentarily. Trying to get our score updates via text, via Twitter, via any number of resources here. Facebook, Mike, you got that going, right?
Yep, got that going, and Facebook and Twitter.
Backs to either side. Shotgun now keeping it himself as Leighton off left tackle, and the nice work there by Myers to get off his block and stop him after a gain of 2. Boy, if Leighton gets past that, he's running a long way.
I was going to say, there's something to be said for holding your block. From up here, I can't tell whether it was Myers' expertise or the blocking player just let him slip by. It's hard to tell.
3:32 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven on top, 13-0. Radnor trying to turn things around here on the offensive side of the ball. Leighton in the shotgun formation. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Back on either hip. 3rd and 8. Back to pass off the play fake. Looking, heavy pressure, throws it. It's a duck in the secondary, and it is leaping and making the interception. I think they'll give it to him. Yes, indeed, they say it is a catch at the 42-yard line and a leaping interception by Paul Samaru. Samaru, well, that's a pass that Leighton would like to have back, huh, Billy?
Yes, he would. When he threw it, I could tell it was a bad idea, and I think he knew it too. But great play by Samaru. When you're a defensive back, they tell you to go up and get the ball at the highest point, and that's exactly what he did. Great play by him.
And great pressure in the face of Leighton. Didn't have much of a chance there. So the Panthers take over, 1st and 10 now at their own 42-yard line. Split end to the right is Samaru. Fender, play fake, back to pass, looking. He has a wheel route, Bratz's. It's very well covered, incomplete. Nice work by DiCarlo, staying right with Bratz's. Alex Bratz's scored on that very play last year against Radnor, a wheel route where he was open by 15 yards easily. That time, excellent job by DiCarlo in the coverage, 2nd and 10.
Look, that wasn't intercepted. I'll tell you, that was just floating out there. It could have been not nice.
2nd and 10. 3:04 to play here in the opening quarter. Quick update. Downingtown East 7, Westchester Henderson nothing. Satterton up 7-0. Haverford on top of Ridley 7-0. Double wing, Fender, 3-step drop, fires to the outside, complete to Samaru in the right flat. And nice work by Samaru to put a hand down and pick up an extra couple yards out to the 49. It's going to bring up third down and about 5.
That's because he said fourth down. Did I miss a play?
So Fender to Samaru for 5, and it brings up 3rd and 5. Samaru leading the team in receiving this season. 15 catches for 134 yards. Hasn't found the end zone yet. Be nice to get Paul 6 points somewhere in the next couple weeks.
Big third down here.
Third and five. On the Mustang sweep, looking for room is Bratsis, and lots of room indeed. Cuts it back at the 40. One man to beat it. DiCarlo hangs on at the 35. What a move by Bratsis to cut it back and pick up a bundle. Wow. Gain of 17 more for Bratsis. He has, on just four carries, Bratsis up to 57 yards already.
Yeah, I got him 54, so we're on the same page here.
2:12 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven on top by two scores, first and 10 at the 35. Give is to the halfback Bobo, who trips over the 36-yard line. He'll lose a yard. Cut. Well, just lost his footing. Just
yep.
Nothing.
I think he might have tripped over one of the lineman's feet, I think.
So
which
nine.
Means, you know, I mean, one of the things they train you when you run is you got to keep your hand like within touching distance of the lineman so you keep on their blocks. And sometimes you get your feet tangled up, or one of the linemen gets pushed back a little further and suddenly his feet are right in your way.
Bobo had a 35-yard effort last week, including a touchdown. Second and 11. They'll try it again. Bobo off the right side. Cuts it into the secondary, and he's got a bunch this time and cross the 25 to the 24. He's near first down yardage. We'll check the spot. I think they're going to give him 11 and a first down. What a job by the offensive line here in the early going. They are getting a push on the left, on the right, up the middle, you name it. Marple Newtown and Pencrest scoreless after one quarter. So Marple Newtown needs a win to get into the playoffs, but Pencrest not making it easy. Here, first and 10, Strathaven from the 25. Bratsis motions right to left. Give is to Myers. Flag on the play. I think you're going to get Strathaven for illegal motion here. Myers takes it to the 21, but my guess is that you're going to get a procedure or an illegal shift issue here. We'll keep an eye on, we'll wait for the call from the officials with 1:01 to play here in the opening quarter. Let's see. I don't know. I mean, the flag was thrown as soon as the ball was snapped. My guess is the motion man turned upfield, and that's indeed the call, yeah. Illegal motion here, illegal shift for the Strathaven offense. It'll back it up to first and 15 now, back at the Radnor 30.
Their last first and 15 turned out pretty well.
Yes, it did. Practice, what happened on that, actually?
You got the good yard gainer.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up... I know on a third and 14, Bratsis ripped off 17 yards.
I got second and 14, 17 yards. Yeah, whatever.
There we go. We'll try it again. Myers, wing back to the left. Now he shifts into the backfield with Crew in at fullback. It's Myers with a sweep off the right side, looking for a block from Crew. Gets it, but not much else. Nice work there by the Radnor defense, led by John Sklar, to trip up Myers at the 27. Gain of just three for Myers on the sweep that time. Seven carries for 84 yards, and both Panther touchdowns here in the first quarter. 25, 24, 23 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. And my guess is that Coach Clancy and John Fender are going to say, yeah, we're going to eat the clock here. They're going to watch the clock tick down 12 seconds, 11 seconds, and they'll say, yeah, we're happy with a 13-0 lead after 12 minutes of play and with the ball to boot. 13-0 Strathaven after the first quarter. See what they can do with it on second and long when we come back. Panthers drive it again here on HavenFootball.net.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life, and Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue, right across from Pep Boys, features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Billy Morgan's on the sideline. Pete Pulginetti in the booth doing a great job with the stats and spotting. Start of the second quarter here. Strathaven 13, Radnor nothing, and Panthers looking for more on 2nd and 12 from the Radnor 27-yard line. Panthers moving right to left now. Cool Halloween night here. No real wind to speak of just yet. Apparently tomorrow's weather in this area is going to be much nastier.
Yes, yes, but that's okay. We'll be home.
Yes.
Well, most of us will be.
Listening to the archive.
That's right.
Two tight ends, and now they shift and put Samaru as a split end to the left. Fender, back to pass. Under pressure, looking for Samaru in the end zone. Leap and grab by Samaru, who tumbles down to the one-yard line.
Unbelievable.
What a job by Samaru. Similar play on an interception a few minutes ago. This time, climbs the ladder and hauls it in at the two-yard line. First and goal to go for the Panthers.
What a play by Samaru. I think this is the best I've seen him catch the ball. He's catching the ball at the highest point. He has a little, I don't even know what's going on, but he's doing a great job as a receiver. He's catching the ball at the highest point, and he's just doing everything that we need him to do on the offensive, defensive side of the ball.
Panthers knocking on the door again. T formation behind Fender. First and goal from the two. It's Myers looking for his third touchdown of the night, and he has it into the end zone. Panthers on the board again. Anthony Myers, his third score of the night. 19-0, extra point pending. Samaru sets it up with the interception, the big catch to put him down at the two, and Myers pounds it in from 2 yards away. What a job.
Boy, I tell you, they're just rolling.
They will go for two to try to stretch the lead back to 21 after the extra point was no good on the last Myers touchdown. So with 11:30 to play here in this first half, Myers is the fullback in the wing tee. Give is to Bratsis, looking for room on the two-point conversion. Second, third effort's going to be stuffed by Alex Anderson. Nice work by number 50 in black to block up the middle of the defense, and nothing doing on the extra point. So that's about the only thing the Panthers haven't done well here through the first 12 and a half minutes. 19-0 Strathaven. Stick with us. We'll be back for the rest of the second quarter in a moment. See if Radnor can answer. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. 19-0. Strathaven on top. Anthony Myers has been in the end zone three times tonight, giving him 12 touchdowns now on the season. But that last one set up beautifully by the work of Paul Samaru. An interception and then a 25-yard catch to set them up first and goal at the two, and one play later, it was done. Waitsman in to kick it away. Waitsman, low line drive kick, angling towards the sideline, and out of bounds it goes. Illegal procedure there for Strathaven, and the Radnor offense will try it again now. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line to start, well, early here in this second quarter. So, Panthers taking full advantage of all three offensive possessions here. You saw a week ago in the big win over Harriton, Panthers really met little resistance on the offensive side of the ball, but shot themselves in the foot a couple of times with fumbles and turnovers. But knock on wood, that's not been the case thus far tonight. Layton in the shotgun, three receivers to his left. Halfback on his right hip, and Layton give it to Wilson, looking for room, a sweep off the left side, trying to turn up field. Now reverses field, coming back to this near sideline. Has some room at the 40. Wilson with speed across the midfield stripe, cuts it back. Wilson running away from people at the 35, and then is finally undercut by Roy Chung at the 32-yard line. Nicely done by Jack Wilson. You can see the athleticism that has the University of Maryland fired up for him to play lacrosse. Give him 33 on the carry. By far the best play of the night for Radnor.
Yeah, made something out of nothing, that was for sure.
Nice work initially by the Strathaven defense to string out that play, but nobody stayed home on the backside, and Wilson.
The temptation is too great sometimes when you're on defense to just follow that ball.
Radnor in Panther territory for the first time tonight now. First and 10 at the Strathaven 32. Three receivers to the left of Layton. Give is to Thompson, the halfback. He goes up the middle for a couple, maybe. Fremont with first contact.
Yep.
And then ran him into Oliver Williams at the 30-yard line. Gain of just two for Thompson on his second carry of the night. Clock ticks inside of 10:30 to play here in the second quarter.
Certainly the deepest penetration Radnor has had. I think it's the first Radnor's. Is it Radnor's first down?
Second first down.
Second first
yep.
down.
Layton had a 10-yard run earlier.
Right.
Again, same formation. Three receivers to the left. Slot left is Wilson. Thompson on the right hip. And they give it to Thompson on the sweep to the left side. He turns upfield, got those shoulders squared, and into the secondary he goes across the 20 to the 19. Nice run from Thompson. Give him 13 on that one. And again, Panther defense starting to bend a little bit. Nice work there by the left side of that line. And Mike Thompson, 5'11", 175-pound senior, had a nice little run off that left edge.
Yeah, it looks like the Raiders are finding some holes in the Panthers' defense. But one thing that the coaches preach is bend but don't break defense. So hopefully they'll be able to stop these guys as they get into the red zone.
Bend but don't break indeed. Snap. Right up the middle goes Layton. Had a sort of a dive option there, a jet sweep option, but nothing going on that version of the jet series. And Layton stopped after a gain of maybe a yard. Myers and Splain in on the tackle. Second down and call it 9.
Yep.
Ball sitting at the Strathaven 18-yard line. 19-0 Panthers with 9:10 to play here in the first half.
Certainly four down territory here at second and 9, so we got to see how much they can hold them.
Three receivers to the right, rolling that way, looking for a receiver as Layton fires back across the middle, completes it to Simpson inside the 15. A little bit of a dangerous throw back across the formation, across your body, but it worked. Simpson down to the call it the 13. It's going to bring up third down and a long three. Second catch of the night for Simpson. Layton now 2 of 4 for 4 yards passing.
Certainly the most sustained drive for Radnor right now and the deepest by far.
Third and 4. Layton, three receivers to the left this time. High snap, and he takes it and gives to Thompson, who is tripped up in the backfield. Nice work there by Bratsis. Thompson almost got away, but
yep.
Bratsis pulls him down back at the 14, so he loses a couple, and now it's fourth and almost 5.
I thought Bratsis would lose him, and he would regain his footing and make the first down. First down is just past the 10, so they're currently at the 14 or so. So four yards for the long four for the first down.
Fourth and 5. Radnor trying to keep the drive alive here from the Strathaven 19. Shotgun look, three wide receivers to the right. Layton rolling that way on fourth down. Looking, lets it go over the middle. Complete to McKeon, who goes in for the touchdown. Oh, too much cushion, and Layton makes him pay. 14 yards for the touchdown, and McKeon takes it in. Raiders on the board with 7:47 to play. Nice delivery from Layton. And the first catch of the night for McKeon ends up with 6. Go ahead, Billy.
Nice offensive plays from the Raiders offense. I like how they roll their quarterback out and give him the option of choosing from 3 to 4 different types of receivers. The Panthers just have to strap down. It looked like they're in some type of zone defense that drive, but it'll come to see how things play out in the next few drives. Let's go.
Jack Wilson on to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away, plenty long enough, and it is good. 7:47 to play before halftime. Radnor has answered. Panthers need to get the offense up and running again. 19-7 Strathaven. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nice drive by Radner to answer. A 33-yard run by Jack Wilson got things rolling. And then pair of seniors on senior night. Chris Layton to Brian McKeon for 14 and a score. 7:47 to play here in the second. 19-7 now. Strathaven on top and getting the football back. Line drive kicks angling towards the sideline. Now takes a roll towards Alex Bratsis. Bratsis at the 15, at the 20. Cuts to his left and is wrapped up there at the 27-yard line. And the Panther offense back out on the field here with 7:41 now to play here before half. At halftime, we'll have score updates from around District 1 and District 12. Try to spell out the playoff picture a bit better for everybody. Again, if you're joining us late, check out WNPV1440.com. You can listen later tonight for what amounts to the 4A District 1 selection show. And again, pretty cool work by Kyle Berger, Jeff Nolan, Darryl Dovis, Dan Morehouse, and everybody up in Lansdale. Here we go. Panthers, first and 10 from the 27. Motion man is Bratz as he gets it on the jet sweep, looking for room off the left side. Turns the corner at the 30. Well, gets one more block, lowers the shoulder, and he's across the 40 to the 41. Running with purpose right now is Alex Bratz. They're going to give him the 41-yard line. Up 40-yard line. Gain of 13 more. And another first down. So Bratsis has carried it five times. He's had double-digit yardage on every carry. 70 yards rushing on those five carries already. First and 10, Strathaven. From the left hash, they'll snap it out of a wing tee. Wing to the right is Bratsis. Fullback is Elijah Crew. Halfback is Anthony Myers next to him. Give it to Myers off the right side. Follows a block from Crew. Dances back to his left and into a wall of black jerseys. Nice work there by Hockersmith and Isaiah Coates to wrap him up.
In hindsight, that was not the place to turn up.
Gain of maybe two for Myers.
It's like being mugged in an alley somewhere.
Nine carries for 88 yards, and Myers with a 62-yard touchdown run midway through that first quarter. That's the bulk of his 88 yards rushing, but he's found the end zone three times already here for the Panthers. Second and eight. Myers is your fullback, double wing. 10 men in the box. Give is to Myers, looking for room off the left, right side, rather. Takes it across the 45 out to the 46. So brings up third down and a long four. Not too bad there. And Panthers content to work the clock, honestly. You know, they could take 5-6 yards at a time. And the big plays are fun to call, fun to watch. But Dalton Leach walks in the play. Elijah Crew checks out. And Naeem Bobo checks in at halfback here. But, hey, a long, sustained drive that turns into points on the board can shorten this game in a hurry. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Bratsis. Showing blitzes, Radner. Leach on the play fake. Under heavy pressure. Now he's going to have to tuck it and run. And he's going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half yard. And that's about it. Nice work there from 55 to wrap him up. Alex DeNolfo.
They're going to put him back at the 45. That's a stack.
All right. So, loss of a yard for Leach, and Panthers will punt it away for the first time tonight. Alex Bratsis ready to kick it away to, let's see who stands deep to return. It's been Wilson in games past. He stands as one of the upbacks, but number five, Vinny Kelly, standing deep to return at about his 25-yard line. Bratsis has had a good season punting the football. He awaits the snap. Radner not showing pressure pre-snap, but now they're going to fake it. This is going to be Bratsis looking for running room, and I think he's going to end up short of it, and he is. Myers trying to lead block there, got a piece of one guy, but too many black jerseys in front of him. Only 1 yard there for Bratsis, and the Panthers turn it over on downs.
That was a bold play call by the special teams coach. but I think he may have would have gotten it. Myers has a tendency to, when he's lead blocking, to chip his first defender and then try and block the second one. And he did that there, just that first defender this time. When he chipped it, he didn't chip him enough, and that's why he made that tackle, and that's why it was a turnover on downs.
So Radner trailing by two scores, but now maybe with some momentum here in Strathaven territory. First and 10, keeping it himself as Layton up the middle, tries to stretch out to the left and going nowhere thanks to Justin Fremont. Loss of a yard on the play. Fremont wraps him up. Second and 11 now.
Fremont's been all over the place tonight. He just hasn't been making the tackles, so we're not calling out his number, but he is pressuring. We'll review the stats tomorrow. We'll see how many quarterback pressures he had so far, but he's been all over the place.
Quick score update. Garnet Valley 14, Conestoga nothing. So the Jaguars trying to nail down the playoff spot, perhaps even a top 8 seed. Back to passes, Layton on second 11. Fires to the right side. It is complete. Now ball pops out. Is this still live, or are they going to say incomplete? Incomplete. Incomplete. Big hit there. The intended receiver was McKeon, and a big hit from, I believe, is that Myers? Yeah, Myers popped it out. And they're going to say incomplete. Nearly a catch and a fumble, but the huge hit jarred it loose. Brings up third down and 11. Same play they scored the touchdown on, actually. Mm-hmm. Just sit down in the middle of that zone. Layton with a good delivery. 4:18 to play here in the second quarter. 19-7. Strathaven with the lead, but on their heels a little bit after being stopped on offense for the first time tonight. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. In the gun is Layton on third down and 11. Has time. Looking. Firing over the middle. It is it. Juggled and nearly intercepted. Javon Springfield couldn't hold it at the 35-yard line. Oh, Javon with his head in his hands, frustrated. As he nearly had his first pick of the season. So, 4th and 11 will bring the Radner punt team on.
Which is number 18?
16.
16, I can't see.
Springfield, if you're joining us late, when Nick Malone went out of the game early, you lose not only your leading rusher, but also your free safety. So Springfield shifts from corner to free safety here in a moment's notice and knocks that ball down. On to punt it away is McKeon. Takes the snap. And lets it go. Line drive kick's going to come down to Myers, who fields it on the run at the 17-yard line. Looks to reverse field it to his left. Dances away from one man, two man. Still on his feet across the 25, 26. Carrying tacklers. Radner ripping at the football. And they'll finally blow it dead out at the 28. So tough running for Anthony Myers. Give him 11 on the return. And the Panther offense with 3:55 to play before halftime. Still with two timeouts in their pocket. Trying to add to a 19-7 lead. Quick update as well. Pencrest 14, Marple Newtown 6. So Joe Contiliano, the sophomore, goes 54 yards for a touchdown. And Pencrest trying to spoil the playoff hopes of Marple Newtown. All right. Penridge 21, Ben Salem 7. No surprise there. Here, first and 10. This is Bratsis on the jet sweep. Oh, wow. Grabbing the face mask and ripping Bratsis down. And this is going to be a personal foul call, 15-yard variety. It does not get in any more obvious than that. It's just in wide open space there, and Bratsis seems to be okay. And my guess is they're going to march off 15 yards here.
Should be at the end of the run, I believe. Yeah.
So personal foul is the call. They'll march it off from the 30-yard line where the stop was made. So Bratsis, give him a yard on his seventh carry of the night. He and Myers doing the bulk of the work on the ground here with Nick Malone out. And they'll march it out to the Strathaven 45-yard line with 3:49 to play here. Costly penalty there for Radner. So any field position that they gained, tilting the field with a good punt, given up in just a matter of seconds here. Myers is your fullback. Naeem Bobo is the halfback on the left wing. Out of the wing tee, it's Bratsis looking for room. Nothing doing that time. Nice work there by 54 to blow up that play. Jake Shug stood up his man and wraps up Bratsis for a loss of a yard. Radner playing hard. Garnet Valley now has taken a 21-0 lead on Conestoga. So the last four meetings, the average margin of victory for Garnet Valley over Conestoga is 23 points. Hard to believe. Those are two very good teams year after year, and Garnet Valley has just flat out had their number. Second down and 11. Two tight end set. Samaru, tight end to the left. Double wing, jet sweep to Myers, looking for running room, and there's flags pre-snap. Panthers have been a little sloppy, not so much from a ball handling standpoint, but more penalties than they'd like. And I think they're going backwards five more here.
And these are drive killers.
All right. So Garnet Valley took advantage of a short field. A Tim Miller fumble for Conestoga. Derek West takes it in from a yard out. Quick updates from elsewhere. Another Haverford touchdown. 14-0. Haverford on top of Ridley. The Green Raiders playoff bid in some serious troubles in the second quarter. Here, second and 16 after the five-yard illegal procedure penalty. John Fender under center. Give on a quick hitter. Now fumbling the football is Myers. They never put it away on the handoff. And, well, there's the Carroll curse. Say, well, they've been great on the ball hand from the ball handling standpoint. Not sloppy there, but sure enough, Panthers turn it over at the 39-yard line. Nice work from the Radnor D to pounce on it. And now this Panther defense right back on the field. Go ahead, Billy.
I couldn't see if the it was a bad quarterback running back exchange, but I couldn't see if the ball was too high. Usually they try and teach you to put the ball right into the ball carrier's gut, but I wasn't sure how it was. But it was bad. You know, they had the penalty, and now this turnover, and now you know they got to strap down on defense.
Well, and speaking of, defensive coordinator Jim Connor wants to make sure of that with 2:37 to play here before halftime. Stick with us. We'll take a short timeout as Strathaven uses their second of this first half. 19-7, Radnor trailing, but with the ball when we come back.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Clancy, for sending it back. 2:37 to play before halftime. Radnor trying to cut into what once was a three-touchdown lead for Strathaven. Now 19-7. Layton in the offense will snap it from the 39. Back to pass, firing to the left flat. It is looking for Wilson, and incomplete. Samaru right on him. Incomplete, it falls. And probably a fortunate thing there for Radnor is Samaru lurking in the flat there, and as it bounced off the hands of Wilson, they're fortunate it fell to the turf and didn't pop up
in
the air.
That could have been one of the reasons it bounced off his hands, because he might have very much heard those hoofbeats.
Second down and 10. Samaru has had a fine season in the secondary. Again, the returning leading tackler for Strathaven from a year ago. Motion man is Wilson from right to left. Give inside is to Thompson on the fullback dive, and he's second, third effort. Nice work from Wilson to get it down to the 36. First contact probably would have had him stopped for no gain, but took a few guys for a ride there.
Yep, they got to take those legs out. That's, tackling people around shoulders can be very, very tough, particularly good running backs.
Splain in on the stop eventually, but a gain of 3 sets up third down and 7. Probably 4-down territory as they'll be inside of 2 minutes to play when they snap it now from the 36. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Thompson in the gun, or alongside of Layton in the gun. Fires down the middle, in and out of the hands of Wilson. He was open in the middle of the field.
Boy, was he open.
Just sat down in the middle of that zone. Ball delivered a little bit high, but right through the mitts of Wilson.
Now we got a 4th and 7. This is going to be great.
4th and 7, and Layton will keep them on the field. And, you know, if you're Radnor, why not? You're down 2 scores here. You're getting the ball back to start the second half.
Absolutely.
You've had opportunities in the middle of that Strathaven defense.
And that pass should have been caught. So, on the other hand, I might have taken a timeout to talk about it, but we'll see.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Layton back to pass on 4th and long. Under heavy pressure from Bratzis, fires back across his body to Thompson, who's got it in the left right flat, needs to break a tackle, but can't. Nice work by Colin Waitsman to stop him at the 35-yard line. Big play from the senior to stop Thompson short of a first down. Blitz from Bratzis forced Layton to get rid of it sooner than he wanted, and the Strathaven defense holds. The turnover doesn't make him pay.
Who got that pass?
Complete to 22, Thompson. Okay. His first catch of the night, and it breaks a string of four straight incompletions off the arm of Chris Layton. Layton now 4 of 10 for 20 yards and a touchdown on the night. Panthers take over, first and 10 at their own 35. Wing T with two tight ends, Leach into the game, gives the fullback Myers, and he carries tacklers across the 40, out to the 44. Myers made sure he hung on that time. Yep. And
well, the last time, that was a power run up the middle, and it was a very quick handoff, and I just think that nobody was really set for it when it happened.
Here, picks up almost 9, second and about in a yard and a half. Myers at 101 yards already on 11 carries. Just over a minute to play here before halftime. Second and almost 2. Motion man is Bratsis. Toss play of the fullback toss to the left side and with a block. Nice work from Bobo on the block. Myers across the 50, down to the Radnor 45. Clock will stop while they reset the chains. Myers picks up a bunch. Give him 11 more. Nice lead block from Naeem Bobo, the senior. And the Panthers, no huddle, ready to snap it again. Left tight end to the left is Samaru, Splain to the right. On first and 10, Leach under center. Give is to Myers, and he's straight up the middle again across the 40, down to the 36. Gain of 8 more. Call it the 37. Clock ticks, now stopped. Timeout, Strathaven, with 51 seconds to play here before half. So Anthony Myers and the offense trying to pick up where they left off in the first quarter. It's been a pretty even battle. Once it went to 19-0, Radnor sort of woke up there for most of the second quarter and has played it pretty evenly. But now, quick score update. A bit of a shocker right now, but it's still only halftime. Pensbury, number 3 in the state of Pennsylvania, tied with Neshaminy 3-3. At halftime. So that would certainly shake things up. If Neshaminy can pull the upset, that would certainly shake things up in the playoff race in 4A. So let's see. We'll try to get a Glenn Mills score momentarily. Pencrest still on top of Marple, and Glenn Mills could possibly squeak into the playoffs with a Marple loss and an Octorara loss. Here, second down and 3. Panthers now with two tight ends and a wing tee behind Dalton Leach. From the 37, there's a give to Bratsis, room on the left side. He's going to have a first down and jumps out of bounds. Good heads-up play for Alex Bratsis. I think that was probably the intent. Run it wide, get out of bounds if you're... Well, now I don't think he has the first down. He's going to be third and 1. He did not quite get it. So Coach Clancy, out of timeouts, is going to have to come up with something here. That, well, you figure you get the first down and you get up and huddle again.
Right.
If they can get the first down, the clock would stop momentarily to reset the chains. Leach under center. Two tight end set. Motion man is Bobo. Back to pass. Looking. Firing to the right flat. Has a man out there. It's Bratsis who's got room across the 30. Down the far sideline and out of bounds. It'll stop the clock at the as Bratsis run down at the 18-yard line. Leach to Bratsis. Nicely done right there. See where they spot it. Yeah, at the 18, give them 18 yards and a first down. First pass of the night for Leach. It is complete to Bratsis. No huddle again. The Panthers, two tight ends. Give is to Myers on first down. Straight up the middle he goes across the 15, down to the 13. Myers picks up 5 more. Leach, that's Bratsis' first catch of the night. And, wow, 3rd and 1. The Panthers fake inside and a nice throw from Leach. 21 seconds, 20 seconds. Here we go. Leach will spike it to kill the clock and bring up 3rd down and about 7 now. So, again, Panthers out of timeouts. Lead at 19-7. And now 3rd and 7. You've got to come up with a big play here because you don't have an opportunity to kill the clock again. Go
what
ahead,
do you
Billy.
Think? Would you go to the end zone with a pass play here? You know, if it's incomplete, the clock stops. What would you do here?
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. What I'm curious about is why is it – the Strathaven Panthers can manage to figure out a two-minute game situation, and the Philadelphia Eagles never quite figured it out.
Well, well, more to talk about at halftime. Here we go. Two tight ends, wing tee behind Leach, back to pass. No, and a little counter crisscross. No, they're going to throw it. Bratsis pulls up, throws to the end zone, and a leaping interception made by John Sklar.
Oh,
a little trickery. Trick but no treat for the Panthers on Halloween.
Who's that, 5?
Counter crisscross, but number 7, John Sklar picks it off. Bratsas had Samaru open by a step, but underthrew it slightly, and Sklar makes him pay. So the Panthers turn it over with 12 seconds to play here before halftime.
It was a nice attempt, though. I like the call. Pass was not the greatest, but that's okay. It wasn't a quarterback who threw it.
All right. So Radner with the football will call timeout here and talk it over with 12 seconds to play before halftime and think about, hey, what do we want to do? Do you play it safe, knowing you're getting the football back? Again, right. I have twinges from the last time we were here, and Anthony Myers picked off the pass and ran it 26 yards with an interception for a Strathaven score just before halftime. Now, the crazy thing was that Radner still ended up scoring before half after Strathaven had a terrible kickoff coverage and still gave up a play, a touchdown on the final play of the half. But
you got to play the number percentages here, and I think, you know, that play where they like to throw it in the center of the field and let the guy just sit down, if he's got room to run, he can run. That's not a bad play, but you're right in the middle of coverage, so there is a chance for an interception there. And I'm sure the quarterback doesn't have the wherewithal to throw it 40, 50 yards. So,
all right. Everybody in tight for Radner. Under center for the first time tonight. Layton takes a snap, takes a knee, and takes it to the halftime locker room. 19-7, Strathaven on top of Radner. Both teams saying, boy, we've missed opportunities. Panthers had chances to put it away. Radner saying, hey, we've had chances to get this thing even. But they'll have to talk about it at halftime and try it again in the next 24 minutes of football action here in Week 10. Speaking of other football action, we will give you other score updates, perhaps a couple of stunners going on right now. Glenn Mills on top of Academy Park as we speak. So Glenn Mills on top, Marple Newtown trailing. Could the Bulls get back in the playoffs for the second year in a row? We'll hear more about that and a whole lot more when we come back at halftime here on Senior Night at Prevost Field in Radnor. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few moments right here on havenfootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. You don't have to be a member to shop, but memberships are available for as little as $5 a month. Swarthmore Co-op, the neighborhood-friendly market, right in downtown Swarthmore.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Looking for that perfect first communion dress? Betty's Children's Shop, located in Prospect Park, carries the largest selection of christening and first communion clothing for boys and girls in Delaware County. They also carry a complete line of tuxedos, from the newborn to size 4T. Be prepared as these cold winter months approach. Betty's has a full inventory of Rothschild wool winter coats for girls and IMP wool coats for boys. Betty's Children's Shop in Prospect Park, 610-532-3750.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Welcome back, and we're at Prevost Field, Radnor High School, where the score at halftime is Panthers 19, Radnor 7, And it's been actually a pretty good game. Panthers took off to a quick start, scored a couple of times, had a little problem with their extra points, missed the kick on a bad snap, actually to the left side of the holder, and he wanted to place it to the right, so that screwed things up and could get the ball really much off the ground. And then a two-point attempt at conversion failed, so that's where we're at 19. And in the last 5 minutes of the first half, Radnor took it and had a pretty nice drive, got it down, did some nice passing, some nice running, and it drove it down, but there's been mistakes both teams, fumbles and certainly interceptions. So it's been kind of an interesting game. Pete, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, the Panthers started out like a house on fire. They were up 13-0 with still 4.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter, and then they scored again in the beginning of the second quarter to make it 19-0, and it almost looked like we were headed for one of those
routes
with the clock running in the second half. But Radnor kind of got their sea legs and made the game a little bit tighter here. They held the Panthers on one of their drives, and then they came down themselves on a fourth down and about 5 or 6 yards to go. They hit an inside pass right between the inside linebacker and the D-back, and they scored their touchdown to make it 19-7. And since the 19-7 score, both teams have, like, traded mistakes. The Panthers' last one went down here. They were down there with a pass in the end zone, and the pass was just a little short and picked off. So that gives us a 19-7 score. I think one of the big factors that may be contributing to the game kind of slowing up in pace is a key injury to number 5, Nick Malone. He's our fastest running back. He was turning the corner there in a blaze of speed there, and he just pulled up lame. I think he has some kind of a leg muscle pull, and that's a big loss for the Panthers. And you know, we'll see what happens in the second half, but the big thing is it's 19-7. The Raiders of Radnor will be getting the second half kickoff, and I think, as we usually speak at halftime, this is a very key series for Radnor. If they can come down and score and make it 19-14, we could probably have a barn burner here in the second half. But if this Panthers can hold them and score themselves and make it 26-7, I think we could say it's probably going to be a Panther victory. So let's see what happens with the first drive in the third quarter.
Okay, and Billy, what's your thoughts?
I really like the way the Panthers came out in the first quarter to start the game. Of course, they have slowed down a little bit. They gave Radnor a lot of some opportunities to actually close this gap. But like B said, they've been transferring or turnovers. Both teams has had multiple turnovers when they, of course, didn't need it. But I like the way the play calling has been gone. The offense is doing pretty well. The defense has been doing well. Just in the second quarter, Radnor started to find some holes in the defense. I think they've been playing, Panthers have been playing a lot of zone, which is allowing the quarterback to get outside of the pocket and find the open receivers just for a little 5, 6, 7 yard gains, but it's helping their offense move down the field. I really think that the Panthers will come out strong in the second half. You know, the last two games they have done so, they came out strong to finish off their opponents, and I think that's exactly what they're going to have to do, because Radnor's definitely going to come out with some heat now that they kind of found a scheme that may be able to beat the Panthers defense, but we'll see what happens.
All right, well, that's what's going on in the game, and we do expect a pretty good second half, because I think Radnor's coming back and Panthers a little bit on their heels. We'll see how the coaches adjust, how the players work with that. In the meantime, as much as I hate to bring it up, Pete, your thought on the Eagles' performance last week?
Well, let's put
really
it just
talk about the last couple minutes of the game.
Yeah, but
really.
the whole thing of last week was turnovers. The Eagles could have won that game by 10 to 15 points if they didn't turn the ball over. But the main thing is, in the first half, they had two big turnovers, one by a fumble by Huff going into the end zone, or he was short of the end zone, and he fumbled the ball. And then Nick Foles had Huff open in the end zone, and he just threw the ball incorrectly, and it was picked off. So turnovers were the really culprit there. But they're really what lost the game at the end there. The Eagles, on two straight plays, they were running the ball down into the end zone with Chris Polk. And then it was fourth and less than a foot, and he was getting you 3 to 4 yards. They took him out and put in their dancing back.
Yeah.
and But then they went into the shotgun, which you don't do on the one-yard line, because that means the play begins 5 yards back, and it gives the defense a chance to see the setup and attack the line. What you do is you come over center, hand the ball off to your power runner, and get the 1 yard. That was the play that I think lost them the game.
Billy, you want to disagree with that?
No, disagree, not at all, because I totally agree with that. I didn't understand the play call. Once they lined up, I kind of just turned my TV off. I didn't understand what that was about, being in the shotgun when you're third or fourth and inches, whatever it was. So it was disappointing.
Do you think they just kind of cute themselves to death sometimes with some of the play calling?
I do think so. I think Chip Kelly has I really don't know what it is, but I think he does cute himself to death sometimes with his play calling.
It's just amazing to me. I mean, these guys are making, what's Kelly making here, $5 million?
A little more than us. Yeah, $5 million.
No, I understand that, but there's
$5 million.
There's a million people watching this game make a lot less money than that, and they would have never called that play.
No.
Now if he called it and he couldn't get the yards, then you can blame the line. You can say maybe you should have run wide right. I mean, but it was, I'll never forget, and I'm comparing this to high school football, but I'll never forget that we were playing, I think it was West Allegheny. It wasn't West Allegheny. One of our Mannheim Central. It was a playoff game. They had really put us on our heels. They had tied the game. They had brought the game within one. They could either kick the field goal and go in, or the extra point and go in extra into overtime, or they could try for two. To me, take the extra point and go. First of all, we're on our heels. I mean, we're exhausted. We're getting beat. They're running all over us. But the coach apparently at halftime had said, if we get within one, we'll go for two. Well, okay, you can call your judgment calls, but then what's he line up with? Empty backfield. Well, unless the quarterback's going to run it himself, you just took out half your options, and, of course, he threw the ball, and the kid he threw it to was open for a split second until we knocked the ball down, lost the game. I remember a couple of Mannheim Central fans turned to me and said, Merry Christmas. I mean, it was like it was so obvious. But, in high school, look, you promise your kids you're going to go for it, fine. I have no issue with that. In pro football, it's like, guys, please, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that Chip Kelly at Oregon was always blowing teams out by 40 and 50 points, and he rarely had a fourth and short near the goal line. There are situations there he's never had to face, overwhelming all his opponents. Now he's in the NFL, and in the NFL, rarely do you get those kind of games. They always come down to one or two big plays, and I just think he has to learn how to call plays inside the five-yard line.
But it's not like Chip woke up one day and he was in college, and then woke up another day he was in the pros. I mean, he went through.
He never went through those fourth and short at the one, because his,
well, maybe
Oregon,
not in college,
his Oregon teams always blew everybody out.
No, but you're watching the football. I mean, I don't know. It just it doesn't make sense to me. Again, I get back to the cute factor. You think if we do something like this, you'll so screw up the defensive line that they won't know what to look at. And I'm thinking, well, how about you just say our guys are stronger than your guys right now, and we can just muscle you for a foot and get – you could be wrong, but that at least is a play I understand. But what do I know? I don't make $5 million a year, and I don't coach pro football. I don't even coach high school football. So
look,
what the heck?
Mike, if you're a third or fourth down and a foot to go, you don't ever go into a shotgun, because now you're bringing the ball back 4 to 5 yards. So now you've got to gain 4 yards to get back to that spot, and you give the defense many seconds to react to what they see.
So how does it happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was my point anyway.
The cuteness factor.
The cuteness factor strikes again. All right, well, cuteness factor here. You got three cute guys talking to you, and we got a score with Strathaven leading 19-7 over Radnor. Radnor's coming back there to get the ball first, and they're hunting for bears, so they could make this quite a game. So stay tuned. We'll go back to our very generous sponsors, hear from them, and we'll be back a little bit for some updates on games that are leading the playoffs all around the area. So you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter, conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. You don't have to be a member to shop, but memberships are available for as little as $5 a month. Swarthmore Co-op, the neighborhood-friendly market, right in downtown Swarthmore.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service, committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Welcome back to Prevost Field at Radnor High School. The Radnor Marching Unit putting on a terrific show right in front of us. Glad to be here watching and hearing it. But in the meantime, the Twitterverse, if you will, is just exploding right now, with score updates from all over the place. Thanks to our buddies again up WNPV and our friends at the Delco Times. And, boy, there is a lot
I haven't looked at my Twitter account for 7 minutes. I have 66 Twitters.
Okay.
I don't follow that many people.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We have, at the moment, at halftime, several scores from around the Quad A bracket that could really, seriously shake up the playoff bracket at 4A. Let's start locally here in Delaware County. The big game of interest, Ridley and Haverford. Ridley wins, they're in, period. They trail Haverford 14-0. Now, Haverford could go at halftime. Haverford, with a win, could possibly sneak into a 16 seed, but they would need some help. They are getting that help at the moment with Coatesville trailing Downingtown West. So undefeated Coatesville trailing Downingtown West 14-12. That game is very close. So, again, a lot could still happen. But Haverford at the moment looks like they're getting the help that they need if they can win, move to 7-3, and still get some more
and
help.
And Ridley has been very much a second-half team in these situations.
That's so true. So down 14 may or may not scare off Dennis Decker and the Green Raiders. Also in the Central League, Conestoga and Garnet Valley. It's all Garnet Valley through the first half of play. 21-0 Garnet. Both would still be in if, regardless of the result.
Yep.
So, but Garnet Valley with a win, and if the way some other things are playing out, could play themselves into a home game as maybe a 7 or more likely an 8 seed. In other scores from up in the Suburban One League of interest, Penridge all over Bensalem. No surprise there. The Rams are going to make the playoffs. No surprise at all. Also up in Suburban 1, North Penn up 7-0 on Abington. Closer game than some people expected, but North Penn could go to 7-3 and play themselves into a top 8 seed perhaps, or maybe more likely like a 9 or a 10. All right. Back also up in Suburban 1 country, the only other undefeated team in 4A this year right now is Quakertown, 9-0, playing Central Bucks East at 4-5 tonight. CB East not a playoff contender. Quakertown and CB East tied at 7 at half.
Wow.
So, again, stranger things happening up there. Back over in the Chestmont, two good teams, both playoff bound. Downingtown East at 6-3, Henderson at 7-2. Downingtown East up 14-0, so both could go to 7-3. That would drop Henderson down quite a bit should they fall tonight, probably out of a home game as well. Now, back to closer to home, looking at the 3A bracket. Coming into tonight, here were your top eight teams in AAA. Undefeated Springfield sat at number one. They are crushing Harrington 20-0 at half. No, Harrington averaging 3 yards per play, thanks to our buddy Matt Smith over at Delco Times. Great Valley 8-1. They are crushing Kennett right now 48-7. So that's Great over. Valley will lock up the 2 seed, assuming Springfield hangs on. Bishop Shanahan will likely hold on to the 3 seed because Academy Park at the moment walked into tonight as the 4 seed. They trail Glenn Mills right now 7-6. Still very close.
Yeah,
lot could go either way. But Academy Park with a win takes the 4 seed. With a loss would drop them would put them on the road, but would keep a playoff spot because Potts Grove at 6-3 is winning big at the moment, 24-6 on Boyertown. Upper Moreland, a 6 seed, they're about to go to 7-3. They're up 30-9 on Wissahickon. Okay. Innerboro plays Chester tomorrow, likely a win for the Bucks. Just on paper, it looks like the Bucks could lock up a 6 or a 7 seed there. The 8 seed, totally up for grabs. Octorara playing Ruston tonight, and as expected, losing big. 35-7 Ruston at the moment puts Octorara in big trouble because Marple Newtown and Glenn Mills are on their heels. Or are they? Marple Newtown with a golden opportunity to get into the playoffs with a win over Pencrest tonight, but they trail 21-6 at halftime. Dan Fisher and others for Pencrest lighting up the Tigers right
Pencrest
now.
Pencrest, boy, they lit us up. I mean, it was a close game, and then they couldn't play the rest of the season.
Pencrest playing spoiler for Marple Newtown at the moment could knock the Tigers right out of the playoffs, and Glenn Mills, if they hold on and beat Academy Park, would likely vault into the 8th spot. That would be big-time bonus points, knocking off a 7-win team in their league. So again, if Glenn Mills knocks off Academy Park, if Octorara and Marple Newtown lose, Glenn Mills would vault into that number 8 spot with no trouble at all.
3-6 or something?
Pencrest is 2-7. So yes, if they pull off,
so there's not much bonus points there.
No. So for Marple, even a Marple win puts them on the cusp. But Glenn Mills could overtake
them with
a win tonight.
The person in the 8th spot is going to take on Springfield, and that's going to be
a tough
game.
That's right. A couple other scores that we haven't mentioned thus far with maybe lesser playoff implications. We mentioned Great Valley up 48-0 on Kennett. Not much to change there. Harry S. Truman is the other team that's right on the cusp doing battle. Will probably be Truman or Haverford for the last spot in the playoffs. Truman up 9-7 at half on 3-6 Norristown. So Truman having some trouble getting to 7-3. One of their offensive linemen kicked a field goal just before halftime.
So
they are up 9-7, having their hands full tonight with Norristown. So again, a lot going on at 3A and 4A. Abington, should they pull off the upset over North Penn, could sneak in, and they're only down 7-0. Now, again, that would be a stunner, but we'll see. The other game that likely not to have any playoff implications, but would still be a stunner nonetheless, Neshaminy 3, Pensbury 3 at half. So the third-ranked team in the state at or in southeastern Pennsylvania, Pensbury, having a hard time right now with the Redskins. So
this is Brian's version of the red zone from the NFL. So
something like that.
Right. Without the highlights.
Without the video highlights.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Just use your imagination. And, again, thanks to all our friends at DelcoTimes.com and Daryl Dobus and Huck Palmer over at West Catholic and so many others that are sharing information as we go here. But in the meantime, we've got 19-7 here. Strathaven on top, trying to get back some momentum that was so evident through the first 12 minutes. And then, it's kind of the wheels started to, I wouldn't say they fell off, but they started to slow.
Well, I think Haven made some mistakes. Radnor's certainly coming on strong. I mean, you know, they're both comparable. They both have the same record, 3-6. So I don't think they're comparable teams in the truest sense, and I think the beginning of the game saw that. But Radnor has the ability to score. And, you know, one of the things you got to love about high school football, and it's true in most sports, but I just like it at the high school level, this is all guts football. I mean, nobody's going to win anything. Nobody's going to, you know, this is just for pride and to win because you want to play and you want to win. And Radnor's in the same situation. I don't care if they're, you know, 9-2 or 9-1 or 3-7, whatever it is. You know, they want to win this thing, and they're going to come back. They're going to get the ball first, and I'm sure they've made some adjustments. They're going to be looking to win this thing, and I'm expecting a pretty good second half.
I would expect one as well. Speaking of halftime, just some quick statistics. John Fender, 2 of 3 throwing it for Strathaven for 30 yards. Dalton Leach, 1 for 1 for 18 yards. Alex Bratzis threw that interception on the trick play just before halftime. He is 0 for 1 passing. Running the football is where Strathaven has, they've been their bread and butter for years and years and years, and no different tonight. Anthony Myers, 14 carries, 124 yards, and 3 Panther touchdowns just in the first half alone. Alex Bratzis, 9 carries for 73 yards. Nick Malone, 2 carries for 7, 3 carries
for 18,
and I'm forgetting, maybe that's... purposeful. Maybe that's an unconscious way to say that third carry never happened, because that's the one where Malone pulled up injured on the right sideline here. But 3 carries for 18 yards from Malone. The leading rusher missed almost the entirety of the first half and is likely out for the rest of the game tonight. Naeem Bobo, 2 carries for 10 yards, and Dalton Leach, 1 for -1. On the receiving end of things for Strathaven, Paul Sommer, 2 catches for 30 yards, and Alex Bratzis, 1 for 18. On the Radnor side of things, Chris Layton throwing the football 4 for 10 for 20 yards, including a 14-yard touchdown pass to Brian McKeon at the 7:47 mark of the second quarter that cut Strathaven's lead to 19-7. And again, McKeon, that's his only catch of the evening. Simpson with 2 catches for 5 yards, and Thompson, 1 catch for 2 yards. On the rushing side of the ball, they've held Jack Wilson in check, 3 carries for 39 yards, 1 of those carries for 33.
Yep.
Otherwise, Wilson has been a limited factor.
Yep.
Yeah. Layton's 5 carries for 12 yards, 10 of them on his first carries of the game, so he's been held in check since. And Thompson, 5 carries for 16 yards. He got 13 on 1 carry. So, again, little sparks there for Radnor, but they've not been able to sustain it with the exception of the one scoring drive on the big play, the 33-yard run from Wilson, followed by the 14-yard scoring strike to Brian McKeon. And, again, Tom Ryan and the Raiders will receive the opening kickoff and look to get things rolling here to start the second half and cut this down to a one-score game. Strathaven will kick it away. It'll be interesting to see if it'll be Bratzis or Colin Waitsman here. But
it's kicking has been a little interesting tonight.
Okay, a couple of other quick scoring updates early in the second half here. Unionville 28, Oxford 12. Downingtown East has now stretched that lead on Henderson 21-0 early in the third. Academy Park ball at their own 20-yard line. They're still trailing 7-6. So, again, could be some shakeups, some interesting things to see for the rest of tonight and tomorrow on havenfootball.net and Delco Times and a whole bunch of other sources that help us out throughout the season. So, here we go. Ready to start the second half. Strathaven leading 19-7, trying to get their stretch that win streak to 3 games in a row after big wins over Lower Merion and Harriton in the last 2 weeks, and now trying to finish up here on the main line, I guess. They've taken care of the two sister schools in Lower Merion, and now just right up the street here in Radnor tonight. And then right the next-door neighbor right behind comes
right,
down to Georgia
right.
King next week with Archbishop Carroll headed down to Strathaven a week from tonight. Bratzis has it teed at the 40-yard line. Left hash mark approaches and hits a line drive kick. It's going to come down to Wilson. Fields it flat-footed at the 15-yard line. Looking for him up the left side. Cuts back to his right. Dances past one man. He's near the 30-yard line. Still trying to find the edge. Nice job by Naeem Bobo to stand him up, hold the edge, and Marcus Johnson in to clean up. Johnson, the leading tackler last week for Strathaven, with 7 tackles, a bunch of them coming on special teams, and he was down there in the mix again. Wilson stopped at the 30-yard line, and the Raiders will start it right there. Yep, actually mark it back at the 29, and Radnor trying to get things going out of this shotgun spread. Chris Layton, senior quarterback, breaks the huddle with 3 receivers to his left. Thompson, the running back, on his right hip, stands even with Layton. Panthers in a base defense. Keeping it himself. They fake the give to Thompson, and Layton gets to the line of scrimmage and maybe a half yard more. That's about it. Second down and almost 10 upcoming. In on the stop, Matt Splane and Naeem Bobo for the Panthers. Sorry, not Bobo. He's out of the game. He's looking at the tackle from the previous play. But Splain on the stop brings up second down and almost 10. Layton, three receivers to his left again. Motion man is Wilson. They fake the jet sweep, and Layton with room off the right side cuts back over the middle, sheds a tackle in the middle of the field, and takes it to the 48-yard line. Layton takes 19. Give him 20 yards, actually. And the Panthers on their heels a bit to start this second quarter. They fake, you know, everybody sells out when they see Wilson in motion.
Yep.
And nice work.
Somebody's have to stay home and watch 15, that's for sure.
Understandable with as dangerous as Wilson can be with the ball in his hands. And Layton takes full advantage out to the 49-yard line. Three receivers to his right, McKean, Simpson, and Wilson in that order. Motion man is Simpson. Jet series again. They're going to give it to Wilson this time, and he's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Alex Bratzis says no. Second effort for Wilson got him back to the 48, but it'll still be a loss of a yard on the play. Nice job from the senior Sam linebacker tonight. Bratzis, over the last couple of years, he's been used in a lot of different ways. He's been the weak side linebacker the last few weeks. He's played strong safety. He's played free safety this year. Tonight, moves over to the Sam spot as Denzel Lesenby's out of the lineup. Rob McGee over on the weak side. Second down and 11. Rolling to his right is Layton. Look, he's going to keep it and run here. He tucks across the 50 and then slides into a stop at the 47, 48-yard line. Matt Splain there in his lap to make a stop after a gain of 5. Third down and 6 upcoming. Clock ticking. Radnor on the move here. Drive started at their 29-yard line. Big third down upcoming, though, with 9:45 and counting to play here in the third. 19-7 Strathaven.
Yeah, it's got to be a big stop for Haven right here.
Four wide. Slot to either side, split to either side. Layton in the gun. Back to pass, Layton looking. Pressure up the middle from Fremont. Fires back across his body. It is, I believe, caught. Yes, scooped up off the turf by McKeon. Nice work to go down to his hip and pull it in at the Strathaven 38. First down for the Raiders.
I thought they were going to have him on that one. The cornerback, Chung, number 17, it looked like he was in playing man defense, but a little confusion towards the end of the play because he let his receiver go on the slant, which and then the receiver ended up sitting in a hole. So just a little confusion in the secondary. Hopefully that will be the last of that on this drive.
Second first down give is to Thompson. Off left tackle, cuts back, and loses his footing on the cutback. Nice work from Springfield to trap him at the 33, but Thompson had some running room if he didn't lose his footing. But he'll take 5 on first down. Not too bad for the Raiders.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, Haven's going to come up with an answer. It's going to be a very close score if they don't get something going for themselves.
8:42 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Wilson, slot left. Split right is McKeon, who has 2 catches on the night now for 23 yards and the Radnor touchdown. Dive right up the middle. This is Layton straight ahead. Quarterback draw, and he goes straight down to the Strathaven 21. That was following Alex Anderson, and why not? The Penn recruit, 4-year starter, leads the way down to the 21-yard line. Gain of 12 for Layton, and the Panther defense needs to come out of the locker room here. At this point, Radnor jumping on him a little bit. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Layton, give is to Thompson, straight up the middle again, a hole up the middle, and pushing his way forward into the arms of Anthony Myers, but he takes him for a ride down to the 11, near first down yardage. Petrovich checks out, Oliver Williams checks in, and Panthers starting to miss Peter Deeb. Deeb out of the lineup tonight, and will miss next week's game as well with an injury. His junior season has come to an end after last week's injury, but again, at this point, Panthers have to find some other answers.
Yep.
You play with who you have. Somebody else has to step up here in the middle of this line.
Boy, Panthers use a turnover right here.
First and 10 from the Strathaven 11. Layton in the gun. Three receivers to his left. Layton straight up the middle. Quarterback draw again. Keeps it down to the 5 he goes. Elijah Crew hangs on for the stop, but a gain of 6 more. Layton, 55 yards on 10 carries now. I mentioned it's coming out at halftime. 5 carries for just 12 yards, and now Alex Anderson and the middle of that line leading the way for the Raiders. Griffin Monahan and John Lord alongside of him at guard doing the job. Second and four for Radnor. Three receivers bunched to the left. Single up to the right is McKeon. Pistol look this time. Thompson behind. And it's Thompson on the give. Straight up the middle. Myers and McGee wrap him up at the five. And then he still falls forward for a couple more. Down to the three. It's going to bring up third down. Third and about a yard. Petrovic checks back in. Thompson goes for three. He has 34 yards on eight punishing carries.
I tell you, Radnor is moving the Panther defense off the line, and that's what's giving them these yards. There's just nobody staying home or being able to fight off these blocks.
Third and one. Strathaven looking at Radnor in the gun again. Three wide receivers. Layton takes a snap, high snap, and he goes right up the middle. Rob McGee's got him. Got him with Petrovic, and I don't think he has the first down. It's going to be close. But the high snap disrupted the timing just a bit.
I think he might have.
And he may. They'll see where they spot this. They're going to put it at the 3 yard line. Right. Fourth and a yard is McGee and Petrovic team up for a big stop there. Radnor offense down two scores is going to line up and go for it again. And let's see here.
Call timeout. Yep. Good idea.
Radnor. Head coach Tom Ryan's going to call timeout. Opening drive of this third quarter. 5:50 left on this third quarter clock. Radnor looking good to start things, but fourth and one coming up when we're back in a moment on HavenFootball.net. Stick with us.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. You don't have to be a member to shop, but memberships are available for as little as $5 a month. Swarthmore Co-op, the neighborhood-friendly market, right in downtown Swarthmore.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Radnor High School. Strathaven hanging on to a 19-7 lead, but needs to hang on for one play on defense here. Radnor on the move to start this third quarter. Fourth and a yard, and Radnor will line up to go for it from the Strathaven 3. Layton in the shotgun. Thompson alongside of him. Three wide receivers to the left. Give is to Layton on the direct snap. Straight up the middle, and there he goes. Touchdown, Radnor.
Oh, boy.
High snap again, but he followed Thompson, and again, good push from the middle of that line. Anderson and the two guards. A 71-yard scoring drive for Radnor.
Like I said at halftime, guys, I think this can be bad for the Panthers' defense. The Radnors have begun to find some holes in the defense. Their offensive line has really been putting the pressure on the Panthers' defensive line and then getting into the linebackers, which is allowing those running backs, of course, to get those 5, 10, or 15 yards. I don't think they had a negative play on that drive, but the Panthers have to find something in order to stop them right now.
Well, there's one mistake after a beautiful drive from Radnor. The extra point goes wide, so the score stays 19-13 with 5:46 to play here in the third. Gives us a chance for a couple of quick score updates as well. Neshaminy now trails Pensbury. Pensbury has taken the lead 10-3 on Neshaminy. Abington blocked a 49-yard field goal attempt from North Penn but could not capitalize. North Penn still on top of Abington, 7-0. Upper Moreland now extends their lead on Wissahickon, 37-9. We'll still get it. Oh, Henderson in real trouble now. Downingtown East up 28-0. So both those teams likely to finish at 7-3. Garnet Valley 21, Conestoga 7, late in the third quarter. Ridley had the football but fumbled it away. They still trail 14-0
really?
To Haverford. Quakertown has taken the lead on CB East 14-7 early in the third. So one of my old baseball teammates, George Bannis, still coaching up at is the head coach up at Quakertown now. Ruston 42, Octorara 7. No surprise there, but that has Triple A playoff implications. We'll get back to that in a moment. Here, 19-13, Strathaven hanging on to a lead and about to get the ball for the first time in this second half. High end of a run kick is going to come down to Samaru at the 22-yard line. Paul Samaru looking for room off the left edge, needs a block from Bratsis and could not get it. Good pursuit from the Radnor defense, and Samaru was popped, and he is down and having some trouble here at the 30-yard line.
Oh, boy.
You've already lost Nick Malone for the night. You came into the game without your arguably your best two-way lineman in Pete Deeb. Well, you're definitely out your best pass rusher with Denzel Lesenby, and now Samaru, who has been stellar on both sides of the ball, in some trouble here at the 30-yard line. So, Panthers having a difficult night health-wise, both before and now during the ball game. Nice coverage there from Radnor, though, to swarm, and we'll see if he can come up with come up to his feet on his own here. All right, Brian Allen has scored for Springfield. Thrown a touchdown pass for Springfield. Cougars on top of Harrington, 27-0. Good news there. For the Cougars, about to run the table in the regular season. Paul Samaru being helped off the field, not a good sign there. So we'll see what happens.
We're running out of people to play football here.
All right, we will see who checks in at split end or tight end. And Matt Splain lines up at tight end in place of Lesenby already to start the night. And now with Samaru out, any two tight end set, you're going to be down to a third string player at best. All right, the Panthers trying to hang on here. 19-13 with 5:39 to play here in the third. Satterton on top of CB South, 14-10. Josh Adams not in the lineup tonight for the Titans. Two tight end set. John Fender under center. Give his to Myers. He explodes into the secondary and nice tackle. Just as he started to get going, Dario Falcone wrapped him up at the 38. So Myers takes 8 on his first carry of the second half. And you know, the way this thing is shaping up, Mike, it wouldn't shock me to see Myers with 35 carries by the end of the night.
We're running out of people to hand the ball to.
Bobo and Bratsis are your halfbacks. Myers is the fullback. Splain at tight end to the left. On second down and two. It's Myers off the left side. He's pushing his way near the 40-yard line, and we'll see. Maybe a yard. Kyrie Fuller has healthy and checked into the game at tight end now as well out of the two tight end set. Third and one as they spot it on the 40-yard line. Clock ticks 4:45 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers leading by 6, but Radnor with the momentum here in the game really much from the middle of the second quarter on. Bratsis shifts alongside of Myers in the backfield. Bratsis takes a handoff off the left side. First down and more. And he's wrapped up, grabbed across the 40 to the 37. I'm sorry, to the 43. Bratsis bent backwards there, but seems to be okay getting up.
Yeah, God, we'd have to forfeit the game at some point to say, look, we're out of players. And I am not suiting up. I don't care how much they beg me.
Come on. Really? They wouldn't put you back in, if you had a chance to get out there and play, you wouldn't jump out there?
Yeah, but what am I going to last for, Brian? Two plays before
right.
I need an ambulance?
I'd go out there for two plays.
I'd probably get a heart attack just putting the equipment on.
First and 10, Panthers. Toss play to the right side, looking for room as Anthony Myers sheds one tackle in the backfield, sends a second tackle, and pushes out near midfield. Good run from Myers there, and not a great push from the line that time on the fullback toss, but down to the 49 he goes, and gain of 5 on first down. The Panthers will take it. Myers with 138 yards on 17 carries here. And all 3 Panther touchdowns. Fender brings in the play. They'll snap it from the right hash mark with 3:35 and counting to play here in the third. Two tight end set. Kyrie Fuller, tight end to the left. Now he switches. Tight end to the right. And Splain comes opposite. 10 men in the box. Give is to Myers, looking for running room, and he gets not much. Nice work there by Anderson to wrap him up.
His first effort, Myers stayed on his feet and then tried to lean again a little more, and he must have been hit by 3 guys at the same time.
Well, Anderson, at 270 pounds in the middle of that line, is not easy to move, and Penn is getting a good one next year. Colin Waitsman checks into the game at split end. Kyrie Fuller checks out. Pencrest, 30. Marple Newtown, 6. Tigers seeing their playoff hopes fade quickly. Double wing. Give is to Bratsis on a jet sweep on 3rd and 4. Looking for running room. Picks up one block. Needs another one. And then second effort is going to get him awfully close. Very close. Good tackle by Dario Falcone. And Bratsis, I believe, on this spot is going to be maybe inches short. It's going to be awfully close. 3rd and 4 is going to be either 4th and inches or 1st and 10. They're going to march the chains from the far sideline all the way over near us on the near sideline. Coatesville still trailing tonight. Undefeated Red Raiders trailing Downingtown West 21-19 with now 5 minutes to play in the third. So that could certainly shake things up. And that is a huge, huge favor for Haverford, should they hold on against Ridley. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. John Fender signals first down, and the referee agrees. Give Bratsis 4 more, and the Panthers move the chains again. Slow and steady go the Panthers here, 4 or 5 yards at a time, and with a 6-point lead, this is probably a pretty good recipe. Keep the Radnor offense off the field.
Yes, just keep chipping away at it. It's good old-school style football with the wing tee. You just keep powering right up the middle of the defense, and it's doing pretty good right now. You just got to sustain this drive.
1st and 10, Strathaven. Ball at the Radnor 46-yard line, 2 tight ends. Fender with a double wing. Motion man is Bratsis. They give to Myers off the left side. Not much that time. Just 1 yard before Falcone wraps him up. DiCarlo on the tackle as well. We'll keep you updated score-wise here.
I tell you, Panthers need to make a breakout here. This is Radnor is cutting them down. These games are getting smaller and smaller. It's great to take the time off the clock, but the problem is Panthers haven't been able to stop these guys in the second half, and if they don't score here, that means that a touchdown can win this thing, touchdown extra point.
2nd and 9. Wing T, 2 tight ends. Motion man is Nyan Bobo. Play fake. Back to pass is Fender. Has time. Fires to the right flat. It is nearly intercepted. No, caught by Bratsis. Wow.
Whoa,
nearly intercepted. And Bratsis held on at the 40-yard line on that far sideline. Gain of about 3. Fender with a dangerous throw, as that was pretty well covered.
Oh, boy. I thought the other would he tip it into his hand, I guess?
I thought he could have picked it and ran it the other way. But Fender put it in the right spot. Hard for us to see on that far sideline, and Bratsis hauls it in. Gain out down to the 40-yard line. Yep. Brings up 3rd down and 4.
Certainly 4-down territory here, I would think.
Double wing. Motion man is Bratsis. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Good penetration from the Radnor defense this time. Cuts it upfield anyway. Bratsis, 2nd, 3rd effort. Still on his feet. Still pushing. And he's going to be just shy, I believe. Clock continues to run as we approach 1 minute to play here in the third. Jet sweep, the Panthers are not getting the same kind of push that they were getting earlier. And
that's
when you're down
sure.
to, you don't have your 2 starting tight ends that you had, through the first 9 weeks of the season. Splane is in there. And now, 1 yard short, the Panthers will go for it on 4th and 1.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Bratsis got 3.
They haven't tried to draw him off yet. That might be something to do here.
Tight end to the right is Colin Waitsman. Tight end to the left is Splane. Wing tee behind Fender. Fender with a hard count. He got them to jump, but nobody jumped far enough. Fender turns, gives to Myers, pushes the pile, and there's a flag on the play. Anderson's got him wrapped up, and I don't think he has it. Now we'll check the flag. Panther sideline thought Radnor jumped, but I don't know.
Well, they definitely moved, but they broke the plane.
Right. Let's see. Hard count from Fenner. Mike, you called it. And a hold against Strathaven will wipe it out anyway. So now they'll check the spot. I think it's shy of the first down anyway. If he's shy of the first down, they're going to decline this penalty.
Right.
But
they better measure. They're not going to just lose from an eyeball.
I don't know. Well, I don't even see the football. Where'd they spot it?
Well, the football, you got the side judge sitting on the football.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still short with a football is lined up. So, Yep, there we go. Raiders ball, Radnor.
Big time
gain, really there.
Big time stop for the Radnor defense, and now with 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter, the Radnor Raiders, trailing by six, can come up and tie this ball game with a drive. Unbelievable! As fast as the Panthers have started, the wear and tear of this game has caught up with them. Paul Samaru back in the game. Good sign there, as Samaru lines up at strong safety. Two wide receivers to either side. Layton in the gun. Motion man is Wilson. Juggles the snap and now busted play, but Layton's going to make something out of it anyway and take it to the 40-yard line. Gain of three. Nice work there from the senior quarterback.
Yeah, he's lucky nobody was on him any faster because he would have had ball would have been bobbled onto the ground.
Garnet Valley now on top of Conestoga, 27-7 at the end of the third. Glenn Mills has extended their lead on Academy Park. The Bulls trying to sneak into the playoffs. They're up 13-6. Here, we've come to the end of the third as well. Radnor trying to turn things around and look for only their fifth win ever against Strathaven. See if they can do it when we come back. Stick with us on havenfootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Bringing it back to Radnor High School, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer alongside of me, Billy Morgan on the sideline, and Pete Fulgenetti doing the stats and spotting as always. Start of the fourth quarter here, Radnor. Trailing 19-13 on senior night, but with the ball and some momentum after a big fourth down stop. Layton, four wide receivers, three to his left. Fires to the outside, completes it to Wilson, dances outside, then inside, then outside. He's got some room, and he's run out of bounds into Strathaven territory. First down, Radnor at the 47-yard line of the Panthers. Gain of 13 on a little quick outside screen there, wide receiver screen, and that's the first time they've connected with Wilson on that tonight, believe it or not. That's really a staple of the Radnor offense. Get it to Wilson in the flat and see what he can do with it. They connect there for 13 and another Radnor first down. Panther defense needs to come up big now. 19 straight points to start the game. And nothing since from the offense. Four wide, Wilson. In the motion, give it to him on the jet sweep off the right side. He sheds one tackle, pushes his way across the 45, down to the 43 maybe. Gain of about four for Wilson. 42 yards rushing, now 13 receiving. So Panthers have held him mostly in check. But Chris Layton has picked up the slack now. 61 yards rushing on 13 carries and the Radnor and a Radnor touchdown.
Radnor's running with abandon now, too. They can smell blood in the water, and they're just not going down that easily. Haven has to make much more sure tackles if they want to stop these guys. They're getting an extra 2 or 3 yards on each run.
Radnor with three wide receivers. Back to pass, Layton looking for a little inside screen. It's complete to Thompson, who is buried immediately. Nice job by Elijah Cruz staying home that time, and no gain on the play. Elijah Cruz wraps him up. It's the fourth straight completion for Layton, but no yardage for Thompson that time. It's going to bring up third down in the very manageable six. And as you like to say, Mike, four down territory here is likely.
Yep.
Downingtown West still leading Coatesville, 21-19.
That's big play for Haven right here, boy. They got third and seven and third and six. They got to hold them.
Layton, three wide. Back to pass, looking with time, has all day now, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be wrapped up, and down he goes at the 41-yard line, well short of a first down. Nice job by Crew, Fremont, and the line, and excellent coverage. Layton couldn't find anybody. They stop him at the 41, and now you have fourth and about four. Decision time for head coach Tom Ryan, but really no decision to be made. Down by six, 10 minutes and counting to play here in the fourth. They're going for it on senior night. Panthers need a defensive stop here. Speaking of defense, Haverford 17, Ridley nothing after three quarters.
Wow.
Ridley scoreless after three. All right. Four wide, two to either side. Layton now whistles pre-snap. Timeout, Radnor with 9:43 to play here in the fourth quarter. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Panther defense needs a stop. Radnor trying to get things tied or better here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Fourth and four upcoming here at Prevost Field. Radnor trying to do something that they haven't done in many, many years.
Not since I've been watching this game.
Trying to knock off Strathaven. 19-13, the Panthers with the lead, but hanging on for dear life here. Fourth and four, Layton back to pass for Radnor. Looking, firing to the left side. Oh. Has a completion to McKeon near the 35. He falls forward to the 32. First down, Radnor. Colin Waitsman on the stop. That was Jack Wilson, actually, not McKeon, wasn't it? Who caught that, three?
Yeah, I got three.
Yeah, Wilson. On the receiving end of things for the second time tonight, down to the 32-yard line, gain of nine. Good protection that time for Layton. He had time to throw it. Nice rollout, great delivery from the senior. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Layton on first and 10 from the 32 is going to keep it himself. Right up the middle he goes, and he's met there by Splain. Falls forward to the 29. So a gain of about three. And again, this is, you know, we said for Strathaven there, that's a way to move. If you can move the ball just little chunks at a time, you're going to chew up some clock. And now Radnor returning the favor so far.
Absolutely. Radnor's in great shape here. If they can complete this drive and get the extra point, they take the lead.
Four wide. Two to either side. Motion man is Wilson. Now he's rolling to the right side is Layton. Firing over the middle is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by the Panthers inside the 20-yard line. Samaru got his hands on it, and it fell into the arms of number four, Colin Waitsman, the senior with a big play. Two seniors with a big play. Samaru with a deflection, and Waitsman may have saved the Panthers' bacon right there with 8:37 to play in regulation.
I think they might have saved us right there. Great defensive play by all of the defenders. It was just a tip drill. Do that, being a defensive back. If you can't catch the ball, tip it up so your next defender or your next partner can get the ball. Great defense as a team right there for the Panthers.
Still a long way to go here, and a first down give is to the fullback looking for running room. I'm sorry, to the halfback is Naeem Bobo. Now a flag on the play. This Bobo is wrapped up at finally out at the 28-yard line. So a gain of seven, but we'll check the flag. Naeem Bobo in place of the injured Nick Malone. And is this crew getting stretched out on the sideline as well? All right, let's see. This is a flag against the Panthers. Yep. They've been haunted by penalties tonight.
Yes,
just really sloppy. One turnover and a bunch of penalties, and this is going to march them back all the way inside their 10-yard line. All right, they'll put the nose of the football on the 10. Turns into first and 21 now. At the very least, Radnor has tilted the field here, and the Panthers need to get something going to shake it up. Samaru, split end to the right. Fender with a wing tee behind him. Blitz coming. Toss play for Myers, looking for running room. Anthony Myers trying to get one block, lowers the shoulder, and he's banged out of bounds out near the 20-yard line, so they'll take about 9 yards on first down. Not too bad, but still a bundle to go after a costly holding penalty.
It looks like they got to the 19, actually. So.
All right. 148 yards for Anthony Myers on 20 carries and three Panther touchdowns. Coatesville has now taken the lead on Downingtown West with 32 seconds left in the third quarter. That hurts Haverford. Haverford will need some help. Best case scenario for Haverford would be a Garnet Valley loss and a Coatesville loss. They're not getting that help right now. Here, Panthers with a wing tee, second down and 12. From their 19-yard line on the sweep is Bratsis, easy for me to say. Out to the 25-yard line he goes. It brings up a manageable third down and about five or six. We'll check the spot. But first and 21, Panthers have given themselves a chance here with 9 yards from Myers and now seven more from Bratsis. Bratsis with a season high now, 92 yards rushing. Third and six. And an injured player.
Radner, I think.
For Radner, yeah. Over on that near that far hash mark. So we're going to take a short timeout. You know what? Let's keep it right here. Quick scoring update. All right. Academy Park ball at their own 31-yard line. 1:23 left in that game. They are tied at 13. Academy Park needs points to knock Glenn Mills out of the playoffs, perhaps. Marple Newtown. Adrian Sapnis has finally gotten free early in the fourth quarter. A 95-yard touchdown run for Sapnis. He has had huge chunks of yardage run after run all season. Delaware County's leading rusher by a bunch. But it's still 30-14, Pencrest on top of Marple. So Marple in some deep trouble there. Octorara may get into the playoffs, believe it or not, even losing big to Ruston tonight if Glenn Mills and Marple both lose behind them. You could have a 4-16 playoff team this year in 3A.
And we missed it.
Ouch. Third and six for the Panthers, trying to keep this drive moving. Wing T, split to the right is Samaru. Fender under center. Back to pass, looking, fires to the outside, has Samaru on a completion. He needs to break a tackle. He takes it out to the 30, 31-yard line. I think he has it. It's going to be very, very close. In on the tackle, Dario Falcone, and we'll see. See where they spot this. Nose of the football is on the 31-yard line, and they all 6 yards they needed. Fender to Samaru, a clutch third down conversion, and the Panthers come up big right there.
Yeah, Radner coaches were not happy. They wanted a measurement. But
that is first and 21 at your 10-yard line. The Panthers have given themselves a little bit of breathing room and a chance to run three more minutes off the clock. Fender, wing T look, two tight ends in front of him. Turns and gives to Bratsis off the left side, turns back to the middle and takes it to the 35. 4 yards on first down. Bratsis, 14 carries, 96 yards now for the senior. In search of his first 100-yard effort of the season, Falcone with yet another tackle for Radner. Number two in black has been everywhere tonight. Clock melting. We're about halfway through the fourth quarter. 19-13, Strathaven hanging on to a six-point lead. Second down and six from their 35. Fender turns and gives to Myers, looking for running room. Bounces it outside, sheds a tackle, still on his feet, now explodes into the secondary. Myers at the 40, a foot race, and you will not catch Anthony Myers. The Panthers have broken it open with 6 minutes to play. Broken tackle in the backfield, and Myers makes some pay. Touchdown, Panthers, with 5:59 left. Unbelievable. As Radner was getting their sea legs... and getting it going.
That's a heartbreaker for Radner. Great individual effort by Myers. Just a heartbreaker for Radner, man. I don't know what to say about that one.
That is a 65-yard run for Anthony Myers. He is over 200 yards for the game and four Panther touchdowns with 5:59 to play. Extra point upcoming here for Bratsis out of the hold of John Fender. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough. It is good. 26-13. The Panthers at one moment, first and 21 at their 10. Just a few plays later, after a big third down conversion, Fender to Samaru, Myers makes some pay from 65. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience.
Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
Welcome back to Prevost Fields, Strathaven. High end over end kickoff comes down at the 15-yard line. This is McKeon. He is belted by Makai Hill. Wow. Hill just pummels the return man right there, and the sophomore let him have it at the 24-yard line. And Anthony Myers, with 5:59 to play here in regulation, has busted this one open. A 65-yard scoring run. Go ahead there, Billy.
I just wanted to go back to Anthony Myers. He's just a phenomenal athlete. Whatever school he goes to next year, the coach is going to be glad to have him. He does it all around on the offense and defense. And you're always lucky as a coach to have a player like that, that when you know that your team is slipping, that you can hand the ball off to, and he's just going to do something special.
Back to passes, Layton on first down. Under pressure, now he's going to tuck it and run. Has some room up the middle. He's got one man to beat, and Myers slings him down at the 33. Myers doesn't get him. He's running a long, long way.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know how they can continue to leave him open like that.
Well, good pressure, and that's a good athlete back there at quarterback. Layton is going to be awfully close to a first down. No, they will. They will give him 10 yards and another first down.
First down.
Yeah,
right?
He's got it. 74 yards rushing for Chris Layton. And as big of as that touchdown was for Myers, Radner... If they answer here, we're not done. Now, no flags. Is a flag. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say there was.
That was a little fast there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. False start against Radner here. I think it caught me off guard that there wasn't a flag. Everybody in the stadium saw it.
Yeah,
but, no sound yet from the whistle. But in the meantime. All right. Pensbury will escape tonight against Neshaminy, winning 17-3. All right. Hoffman to Trey Hinchy for a touchdown for Ridley. 17-8 now with 4 minutes to play. Still a two-score game, though.
That's a heck of an uphill battle.
Haverford on top. Truman leads 18-17. Haverford needs a Truman loss to give themselves an even better chance at the playoffs, but it's close. All right, four wide here for Layton. First and 15. Back to pass. Looking. Has time. Fires over the middle. Has Wilson out there, who makes the catch. Sheds a tackle. He's looking for room off that right side. Down the 45 to the 40. Foot race and banged out of bounds by Samaru. Nice work there by Wilson to stay on his feet after a big hit and take it down to the 33-yard line of Strathaven. Radner not dead yet.
4-3. Who got that?
Wilson, 3. Pretty good. He is fun to watch. Reminds me a little bit of that Kevin Lydon from Haverford a couple years back. Maybe not as physically strong, but quick, fast, and Radner on the move again. Two wide receivers, two slot backs. Thompson, the tailback out of the pistol. Thompson on the give, straight up the middle. Wow, good work there from Thompson to dance his way through the line of scrimmage and down inside the 20 to the 19. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
Panthers.
Oh boy, right.
Can't relax after the long touchdown run from Myers.
And they certainly look like they're relaxing.
Radner is not done yet. They huddle quickly and break it quickly. Here we go. 4:30 and counting to play here in the fourth. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Shotgun snap. Give inside is to Thompson. He's got all sorts of room up the middle. Panthers looking tired in the middle of that defense. Inside the 15, down to the 11. Oh, boy. 8 more yards for Thompson. He's starting to gash them as well. 56 yards on his 10 carries. They held him in check for the entirety of the first half. Panthers, a lot of hands on shoulder, on thigh pads right now. Second down and about 3. And flags pre-snap, and I think someone flinched for Radner here.
I didn't know they were set. I don't know. Yeah, illegal procedure.
Yep. 38-yard pass play to Wilson has given Radner a chance here. So he has 60 yards receiving, 42 yards rushing, all-purpose man, doing it again. Wilson, slot left, first and 15, keeper here up the middle goes Layton, and he goes nowhere. Nice work from the Panther defense that time.
Yep.
Elijah Crew shed his block and drops him at the 15-yard line. Brings up third down and about five. All right. Panthers defense trying to make one more big stop. Academy Park and Glenn Mills are going to overtime. Playoff berth on the line for Glenn Mills. Motion man is Wilson. Back to pass on third and five. Layton fires back across his body, completes it. DiCarlo's got it near the 10-yard line, very close to a first down. I think he has it. We'll see.
Is that 33?
Yep. DiCarlo's first catch of the night, I believe, is going to give him five and a first down, but we'll see. No, short. They've marked him short on that far hash mark. Fourth and a yard. Shotgun look. 2:54 and counting to play. The Panthers need one play to get off the field. Layton straight up the middle. He's going to be very close to a first down. I don't know. Fremont hit him very close to the line of scrimmage, but I don't know. I think he's got it. We'll check the spot. The officials aren't as sure as we are, I don't think. From here, it looks like he has it. Of course, we're...
Guys, I don't think he has it.
No?
Really?
Nah, I think he's about a couple feet inches short, but I don't think he has it.
Billy, you're a lot closer to it than we are. Fremont got off his block very nicely, I think, on fourth and short and shotgun. I would have guessed that everybody is expecting Layton, and he is short. They stretch the chains, and Alex Bratsis and the defense celebrates. Layton stopped, and the Panther defense takes over. So an interception by Waitsman and then a stop by Fremont on fourth and one. The Panther defense has dodged two bullets in their red zone.
Now the Panthers basically just have to run out the clock, keep the ball on the ground, hold on to it, and take this one to the victory lap.
Springfield leads 29-0 on Harriton. They're on their way to the central title. All right, hold on a second. I'll give you something else in a moment. All right, Fender turns and gives to Myers, who tripped over his own man at the 15-yard line, or he might have been gone again. Anthony Myers near first down yardage. He'll be stopped a little bit short. They'll put it down at the 18-yard line, and timeout for Radnor. No, so don't take a timeout, Mike. We have a lot of scores to give you an update on. Haverford is up 17-8, but just had to punt the football to Ridley. 2:45 left in the fourth there. Ridley is going to take a miracle. Yeah. They need two scores. All right. Harry S. Truman, who is doing battle, was right on the cusp of getting in with Haverford, if Haverford can hang on, misses a field goal at the buzzer. Norristown 18, Truman 17. Haverford, with a win tonight, probably gets into the playoffs.
Wow.
Incredible. 28-0, North Penn extends the lead over Abington. North Penn maybe gets a home game if they hang on. Coatesville still up 26-21 midway through the fourth. They're about to go undefeated if they can hang on against Downingtown West. Ridley defense, again, doing the job tonight, but the offense has not reciprocated. Here, Strathaven with second down and two after Anthony Myers' eight-yard run. On second and two, it's Myers one more time. Straight ahead now, room off the left side, cuts it back, and now cuts through his right. Another nice cut to the 35, out to the 36. Anthony Myers with lots of room, and the Radnor defense starting to wear down as well, understandably so, with number 30 running at you.
I'll tell you, we expected a good game, and this has been a thriller. We're on the edge of our seats through this whole second half.
I have Anthony Myers at 223 carries for 239 yards and all four Strathaven touchdowns.
I got 237 yards and four touchdowns, right?
Pretty good. 2 minutes and 15 seconds and counting to play in regulation. Panthers on top two scores. T formation on first and 10. Fender with a hard count. Blitz coming through the A-gap, and Myers takes it off the left side, and he's going to be wrapped up after a gain of maybe two yards. But the Panthers hung on for dear life tonight. Two big-time fourth-quarter stops in the red zone with an interception for Colin Waitsman, and then a fourth-and-one stop for Justin Fremont. this
which
would
is,
be
which
big
is,
trouble.
Which may be the play of the game. We'll have to take a look and see. There's a few of them out there that we could make.
CB East has is now leading Quakertown 28-21. So Quakertown trying to go undefeated in trouble against 4-5 CB East. Souderton upset CB South 14-10. The Titans will now drop to a road game in the field of 16. Fender looking at the back judge, waiting to snap the football on 2nd and 8. Turn, give is to Myers, cuts it back, takes it to the 40-yard line. Gain of about two more. Third down and 6 upcoming. Myers, 243 yards now. We'll have to update our 200-yard club as Myers.
That's right. You didn't remind me
on
to
the
do
page
that.
There. Lonnie Richardson with the school record against Lower Marion a few years back at Georgia King Field. Here, 41 seconds to play. Third down and 6 for Strathaven, who will move to 4-6, stretching now to a 3-game win streak. Radnor, after a 3-1 start, will try to right the ship next Saturday against Lower Marion. Head coach Kevin Clancy's called timeout to discuss things here in the final plays and how they want to handle this one. But in the meantime, Strathaven will win this one. Marple Newtown loses to Pencrest tonight. Glen Mills may sneak in. They're in overtime with Academy Park as we speak. And we'll keep things updated as we go in AAA. But again, in 4A, CB South without Josh Adams tonight falls to Souderton, and they will drop, still keep the playoff spot at 7-3, but they will drop out of a home game. So again, Harry S. Truman falls tonight to Norristown. Kind of a surprise there. So, and Haverford with a win, I think, will be in tonight.
Ooh, that would be neat.
3rd and 6. Fender takes a snap, takes a knee, and they will run the clock one more time. Panthers now with 4th down will not need to snap it again. They will line it up at midfield, and the Panthers escape King of Prussia Road with a 26-13 win. Thanks in large part to the dynamic duo of Anthony Myers and Alex Bratsis in the backfield on the heels of a Nick Malone injury and a great performance in clutch moments by the defense. The defense bent, and bent some more, but ultimately did not break. And Radnor was game tonight. Terrific performance from Chris Layton and the Radnor offense, but the Panthers hang on. 26-13. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few moments for a quick scoring recap, scores from around District 1 and District 12, and a whole lot more. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive, here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you to the Panthers and the 12th man playing in front of us. They are excited, having stretched their win streak to 3. Anthony Myers goes for 243 yards and 4 scores. And the Panthers walk out with a 26-13 lead. Satisfying victory, Mike.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Listen, this is the kind of game you hope you're involved in and you hope come up on the winning end. And we had a few of them, but we came up on the wrong end of it. And this one, it was close. Boy, Radnor had the opportunity, and we were definitely on our heels. The kids sucked it up, got a couple of turnovers, changed some things around. Actually, didn't get the turnover, but they got the stop is what they got. And terrific. I mean, this is you wish it was game 3 or game 4, you know, that you got 6 more ahead of you that you could play like this, but we do have 1 more with Archbishop Carroll next week, and it's good to end up on a high note, and the kids that are coming up, you know, they're sophomores and juniors today, and certainly freshmen will be coming up, and it's always better to leave the season like this than it is, you know, starting out with 3-0 and it ended up being 3-7, so... listen, there's always going to be the what-ifs. I think we're going to talk about this season for many years. about the what-ifs, but it is what it is, and the kids have done well. They didn't give up, and they played out, and I'm sure they'll play hard against Carroll next week, and win or lose. It's at least the end of the season has been better than the beginning of the season for us.
Indeed, and again, the Panthers will cringe at the idea that there's probably a 4-6, or possibly, I should say, a 4-6 team that might make the playoffs this year, and it's not them. And they would say, hey, we're playing as well or better than a lot of the teams that are in the playoffs right now. But
although
there's
any more wounded kids,
that's true.
We wouldn't be able to play anybody. So
we will keep our fingers crossed on a couple more injured players tonight. But hopefully we'll have them and others back for next Friday's Tilt with Archbishop Carroll. 7:30 kickoff at George L. King Field. We'll be on the air at 7:15. Hope you're there to join us for the final game of the 2014 Strathaven season. So, for Billy Morgan down on the sideline, for Pete Fulgenetti here in the booth, for Mike Mayer, check out, again, if you're on live right now, check us out later on tonight, but check out WNPV1440.com for the selection show. We think congratulations will be in order for Joe Gallagher and Haverford for getting into the playoffs. We are quite certain that Conestoga and Garnet Valley will be in. Again, lots to feel good about in the Central League this year with some playoff teams. Congratulations again to Central League champs Springfield. Marple Newtown in trouble, 37-21 late in the fourth. The Tigers probably out of the playoff picture with a loss. But, again, we'll keep an eye on that as well. So, in the meantime, check us out later on this weekend for scores, highlights, play of the game, stats, and more. And then we'll catch you one more time next Friday night, 7:15 pregame. For Mike, Billy, and Pete, this is Brian Carroll signing off one more time at Prevost Field. Panthers 26, Raiders 13. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.